sadly the downside of you playing the paladin is it is your responsibility to manage our ones and zeros.
Yeah, you should have played a bard where you just keep on saying, remember your plus one, remember your plus one.
It's better when you're shaking a tambourine.
I was about to say it's the tambourine thing. So,
I had, in my 30th level 4th edition game, I was an artificer. I had a stack of buff cards that I would just slide out. You've got plus 4 to your attack and plus 10 to your damage this round. Your attacks do lightning now.
Yep. Speaking of cards, Gale Force 9, so not Wizards of the Coast, has produced spell cards, like a deck of cards, for all of the spells in the player's handbook, and they sell them by class. They are predictably out of everything but the druid ones, because who the fuck plays a druid? I actually want to play one. But anyway, if they get ones back in stock that are for classes that we are playing in this game, would you be interested in taking a look at them? I'm going to grab one for Wizard. I'm not asking you guys to buy anything. Are you interested in taking a look at them to see if they are in value?
What, like 10, 15 bucks?
I have no idea how much they are. I want to know if you're willing to experiment on them with me to figure out what they are.
I will experiment with you
any day. Excellent. Get the syringe.
He means dick suck.
No, I know. Yeah.
Maybe some ecstasy, you know.
Stir the crop. Yeah, I will suck Molly out of your dick.
Wow.
It's your responsibility to get the Molly into your deck.
Are we recording
yet? You know,
Oh, okay.
That occurred to me. I think I'm still in.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Doesn't matter. Dick sucked.
It does not matter. Dick sucked. I am fairly ingenious, and I've got a background in chemistry, and I understand.
Okay, Walter White.
I feel like I can make this happen.
Yeah.
Friends of Philadelphia, Session 7.
Is it?
I think it's 7.
No, I don't remember anything that happened in
the week 6. We've skipped 6. So many weeks now, I can't remember.
No, I think 8. There was...
Are we on 8?
Yeah.
8 is great.
Oh, we're supposed to be 8th level? Yeah.
You gotta do it again.
Oh, sorry. Pardon. Quite on the set. Quite on the set.
Welcome to Friends of Bill W, Session 8, starring me.
All right, you animals, go back to your talking. I've said my piece.
But yes, I will probably buy one for most classes.
Okay.
I was thinking I might buy a set too, because it would be handy to just have them sitting here
for my mob. True story, it has been a pain in my ass to look up all of my spells, and I wanted to I wanted to have a quick and easy way to get access to spell stuff.
Yeah, that would be really good for spellcasters.
Yeah.
Wizard, cleric.
I can go through and pull the cards I prepped for the day out of my deck of cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Seems strong. And they don't tend to errata individual spells that often.
In 4th edition, like, I will sharpie a card. Didn't. In 3.5, they were monsters about it.
Well, in 3.5, they made mistakes.
That's true. Say what you will about
that's why they're the 0.5.
Yeah.
Like, I never played 3.5, actually. I played 3.0, which was worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, harm was amazing, right? Oh, you failed your touch save? Have 1-4 hit points. Fuck you. You were a god? That's fine.
Yeah.
God with 2 hit points.
1d4. I mean,
yeah.
On average, 2. But,
could be 1.
If you're 1. If it's 7, it would have been a 1.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Let me put that right there.
Okay, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
A big map in front of me? I remember none of this.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
When last we left our intrepid party, we had hobo murdered everything in the castle.
Yep.
And hobo murdered everything under the castle.
Pretty much.
Including the optional slime side quest.
Except we didn't follow a dragon guy to the...
Yeah. He escaped through a teleportation circle.
And we were
sure how to open yet.
No, we did.
We got the word
on the portal from a couple of different sources all at once.
Right.
And we found out that the portal led to the guy who built that observatory. The castle that we were at was an observatory. He was a posh, rich bastard and also had a hunting lodge up in the mountains, like 30 miles away. Did I get that right?
Yeah. More like hundreds of miles away, but yes.
It doesn't fucking matter when you've got a portal to it.
Yes.
Right.
One portal away.
Put your fucking vacation home wherever you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, head portal.
Story checks out. Yeah, that was an excellent recap of it. Well done.
Did you
listen giant to frogs?
It? Or did you actually think about this shit?
I haven't listened to a single fucking podcast. No.
Okay.
I just obsess over this while I'm masturbating, so.
It's okay. The only way you
how do you do that without the podcast of your voice? Oh, you listen to the Vampire Game.
Oh, you got it. I haven't gotten through all of my talking in the Vampire Game yet. There's at least another year and a half of me talking
that's
in
right.
slow-mo.
Only so many fluids.
Say more.
God damn it, Bill's talking. Fast forward.
That I hardly talked in that game, yeah.
Yeah, he really did.
They I occasionally just... got to talk.
Actually, no, I talked a lot in that game.
You did.
It definitely amped up. The first couple sessions, you said nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
About halfway through, you decided that you were going to be the project manager, and that was pretty cool. Like, project manager for some Dark Ages Tremere
yeah.
was pretty neat.
That shit happened.
And then Brandon fucked us.
And then this guy happened.
Yeah. No, I did
actually,
great
first this guy happened, and then that guy happened.
Yeah,
pointing plays great on a podcast.
I don't remember that Nick did anything particularly awful.
You murdered him and he had to bring in a new character.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
that's table
stakes. I mean, situation normal for Nick in games.
I don't remember Bill murdering me. I remember I took a bunch of actions that led to my death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You found the
I murdered him in other games.
Sure.
By Gargoyle, he was the direct cause of my death.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
that was pretty much the end of that.
Yeah, same here.
There's many hours of podcasts.
I'm aware. Yes. I'm aware.
Editors know for those who want more information, there's a fucking vampire game. Look for the one that's about vampires.
The intro was fantastic. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had that musical interlude.
Right? Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a shit ton of those before I got lazy and
yeah.
stopped doing them.
Man, that was amazing.
Oh, what? Yeah, did you have
remember when Nick had ambition?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the other side of this project to segue back into talking about me and my stuff.
Right.
Evan Lauscher and my Evan Lauscher things.
Love the story,
yeah. Yeah, one of my hopes is a few years into this being able to start putting GMs on retainer because I think that GM should be a paying position. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to run a game in my store and allow people in my store to come play in your game,
yeah.
I should pay you to do that. Oh my god, would that be a problem?
And it should be worth paying, too.
Right. Like, yeah, there's going to be a whole
you
process.
Should never pay me.
Right.
I'm expecting back pay for that time when I had to help two 13-year-old girls make their first D&D characters.
No, not yet.
Oh, I remember
the entire
that.
Season of Encounters where I had an 8-year-old.
Oh god,
ew,
yes.
Who made a cleric?
This sounds
with
more
nothing
and more
but
creepy
wizard spells, yeah. And then just hit things with a mace.
Yes, and then I was playing.
Did you just roll with it? Were you like, whatevs? I don't care.
Well, he picked the kind of cleric like
DMing.
The arcanist.
I was not.
I thought you were. Oh,
no.
Maybe you were the
I
other
was
one.
DM.
You
no,
were DM.
Nick was DM.
He had jumped ship at that point.
Yeah, because I fucked Nick hard.
Yeah, I remember. I was playing.
If I was capable of shame, I would feel
yeah,
bad.
I think I was playing the druid that I was trying to do the shapeshifty kind, but I had to be the healer because our cleric was a wizard.
Yeah, he took like the arcanist domain so he could take some wizard spells. And that's
only cast magic missile or
was
whatever.
Is the blonde-haired kid?
I don't know.
He was the obnoxious little kid.
Who played with his dad, who played like a fighter.
Oh, sure.
Well, he's still there, huh?
No, they're gone. One more gone.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was...
Enough funny. Shitting on children. Metaphorically.
Well, I mean,
what are you,
German?
Shit on children.
All back to the German
I was discussing
dungeon
German dungeon porn before you came in.
As we always are.
Yeah.
When the mic isn't on.
That's right. I have a subreddit.
Bill's German dungeon porn. Friends of Bill's German dungeon porn?
That's right.
I'm going to subscribe
friends?
As soon as I get home.
Yeah.
Are we friends of the dungeon porn? Or
yes.
More of a dinner time.
Scheiße Kinder auf Bill.
We're good at playing D&D.
I don't know. You're talking German shit. I can't.
To be fair, it's been several weeks. What's another 10 minutes of bullshit?
Yeah, and we're not playing again next week, so.
Right.
Yeah. Because I have to work.
Yeah, don't look at me. It's not my fault. It's not
it's right. my fault.
Or my fault.
Because I
so
have to work 5
now?
To 10 and then 8 to 4. We.
Oh. That's.
Overnights.
No good.
Because everyone wants to shove food in their face.
Yeah.
So. You speak a magic word and step through a portal.
Ooh, what's the magic word?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
I'm assuming it was Shazam.
Yes. Draxus or Dratrax.
Oh, shit. Now I'm
it wasn't Dracarys, because it wasn't a direct ripoff of Game of Thrones, but it was really close.
And then
Drazy.
Klaatu, Barada, Nyctar.
I'm recording it to Shazam.
Are you sure it's not like in, was it Lord of the Rings, Speak, Friend, and Enter?
It might be that. Turns out that doesn't work on a date.
Do you remember what Shazam stands for?
So you pop out of a portal.
No.
Okay.
What well, does Shazam stand for? Come out of your dick.
Solomon, Hercules, God, what was the first, Atlas, Zeus,
Minotaur.
No,
Eminem.
No, the, Aureus. Achilles, and then the M was Mars. No, Mercury. That's it. Because Mercury was the speed that he got. He got one power from each of these gods.
Interesting.
And so each letter stood for one of the gods that he was gaining.
Oh, Shazam. That's what we're talking
Shazam.
About.
Yes.
Sometimes known as Captain Marvel.
Yes. Okay, fun fact for the day gone away.
It's adorable that you think that's the only time that's going to happen.
It's adorable that you think that was fun. Or a fact.
It was a fact.
It is a fact.
It is fact.
It's
that
a comic
was a fact.
Book fact.
It's still a fact.
I will fucking light people on fire for pedantic arguments. I can't take any more. I've had them going
I
on
said,
all
I was
day
done.
In the store.
I was
no
done.
No pedantry.
I've hit if you light someone on fire.
I can't not be pedantic, God, so I feel like we have
Can you light him on fire?
Yeah, I didn't say I'd light the pedantic person on fire. All right, so
good.
Go to, and I'll just light this guy on fire.
Hey.
What? He helps me be able to pay for stuff to make buffalo
There's
chicken
only
dip.
One way to make him the hot Italian. Set him on fire.
Can I just give you money for buffalo chicken dip?
Oh, there you go.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Now everybody's happy.
Let's establish the dollar value of your husband.
Wow. Trust me, you can afford it.
At least 3/5 of a dollar.
I've seen your house, and I know me. It's well within your
This budget. Is all finance. This is cards, man. Like, one stiff breeze comes all down. Anyway. So you pop out of a portal. And I would like to note for the podcasting audience, in opposition to how I normally run this game, I drew a map.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
well, you could
shit is serious.
Yeah.
It, there are lines on a fucking grid.
Mm-hmm. They're
like,
kind of squiggly, aren't you sure?
Did you use the double lines to denote doors before you started playing in games with us? Or did you pick that up from me?
I think I picked it up from you.
Brilliant. That's what I've always done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say
it's
that
like,
you invented it?
No, Gygax invented it, as far as I know.
Right. Yeah, but like the weird like eighth circle thing got popular for a while, or just like a broken land.
Yeah.
Anyway,
use the lines or boxes.
Yeah.
Make it as easy to draw as possible.
And you had this map ready last week.
I did.
Yep. But then Evan was injured.
And then Evan was awful. By which I mean circumstance slightly affected it.
So this is the hunting lodge, I take it?
This is the hunting lodge that you pop out in front of, yeah.
Where's the front, as far as we're concerned?
The front is down there.
Oh.
So the dotted line here at the edge denotes this is the first floor, this is the second floor. We'll talk
about.
Okay, so this floor is... You
which
might
is
want
why
the base.
It says open air there, because that open air is over...
Oh, it's over
the
entrance
where
way or
right.
whatever.
Gotcha.
So, anyway,
I see.
We'll come back to that in a minute.
Right here.
Okay. And I want to preface this by saying, just because I've drawn a map does not mean we need to murder Hobo our way through this.
Or murder Hobo.
That is the tactic we've been
playing. I don't know. I don't murder Hobo hat on.
I mean,
he also has
answer
his,
to this problem.
Also,
my murder Hobo beard.
Yes.
You do wear a hat. Roll your d20s though first.
It's
before we
Jew
learn.
Time!
Oh,
yeah.
What's your prophecy?
Isn't it always Jew time?
Something's going to be mediocre and something's going to be really bad. That's my prophecy.
12 and a 4.
Is that what you say at the start of a date?
Oh!
I don't ever say something's going to be mediocre. Sometimes I will quote the
Olive
critic.
Garden?
Yeah, no. Sometimes I will quote the critic and I will say a small amount of revulsion is normal.
Nice.
That was a great show.
That was a good show.
That and Duckman.
Duckman did some weird shit.
It was, but it was good. Ooh. All right.
Anyway, moving on. So, the clearing that you come out is in front of this hunting lodge. And there's a couple of obviously ancient weathered stones on either side of you. And as you look around, you can see a couple other pairs of stones like this in this clearing. The hunting lodge looks like so.
Like a big manor house. Do we appear like on another circle of runes?
We're behind two stones. Or between two
stones. Between two stones, yeah. There's runes on the stones.
Oh, okay, I see. All right.
There are a series of these teleporting in from many locations.
Gotcha.
We might want to make sure we can teleport back.
Shazam!
Yeah, you go back.
Okay.
You actually turn into a little boy.
No. I don't want to be Billy Bear.
Now you're in the basement of the castle again.
Oh. Is this where Nick shits on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, we are derailing early tonight.
So you're in the basement of a castle.
Wait, what? Never mind. It's okay. I will trust our wizard friend when he says that this is where we're supposed to be.
So, this hunting lodge is obviously old. The roof is completely overgrown with moss. There's smoke coming out of one of the chimneys. And you are outside of a hunting lodge.
Okay.
Smoke coming out of one of the chimneys, you said?
Yeah.
To the left or the right?
To
the window. To the wall.
So is this like a wooden building?
The second floor is wooden. The first floor is flagstone.
So we can't just burn this whole place down.
Cannot burn the entire place to the ground.
But we can seal the exits and set the roof on fire.
Okay. Noted.
Alright, so we doing this?
Yeah.
Match up to the door like I own the place.
Stop! Whoa. I send my bird around to scout.
Yeah. Sure.
Ain't nobody got time for this shit. Let's kick down the door.
So,
listen for ear seekers.
That's the opposite of
the windows are all shuttered. As your bird flies over the building, there's a hole in the roof, actually. And out back, there are a couple of buildings that look like stables or kennels or something.
Okay.
What weird sex thing is going on?
The weird sex thing that has greenery in her teeth.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever makes you happy, then.
Yeah.
Hey. Is it gone?
No,
it's sticking out now.
He's still happy. Of course it's not gone.
One more. Next tooth over. Yeah, there you go.
This one? Oh, there it is. I feel it.
is that a...
Okay.
Which is what she said.
Can I make some...
I am she! I said it.
Yeah, I was here. I was there for it.
I'd like to check to see if we've been observed or are being observed as we suddenly appear in the middle of this.
Sure. Make me a perception check.
I watch you.
Excuse me?
She's watching you.
I thought she said something completely different.
You hear what you want to hear.
It's true. 17.
It doesn't look like anyone is like peering out of a window or anything.
Okay. And what? Oh, are we? Is it daytime or nighttime?
Daytime.
It's daytime.
Unless
we crossed a bunch of time zones.
I don't know.
I did see Interstellar this week, so.
Oh.
Worth it?
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, I dragged my ass down to IMAX in Seattle and saw it on the big, beautiful screen and sat in the very front row and still had an amazing time.
Nice.
The IMAX in Bellevue not good enough for you?
They had the actual 70mm print in Seattle. So.
So, yeah, it's not good enough for you.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anything else? Shall I knock?
Why would we knock?
There's just cloud of smoke by one thing. There's a broken in section of roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have the bird fly into that section of roof.
What?
Sure.
Perch and look around.
Yeah. So open the door. Why would it be locked?
Caw, caw. I was
in the middle of nowhere.
No, it doesn't make a sound.
Maybe we don't want to alert
the presence. So you can see through the bird's eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this looks like it was an armory. There's basically empty shelves with like a leather helm and a shield on them.
Here?
What's upstairs?
No.
Yeah, I know. He just flew in through a hole in the roof.
I will tell you in a minute. It is...
It's right here.
Oh, shit! Oh,
that's the bird is the word.
It's actually this back corner over here. This empty spot.
you guys want to take notes and stuff, you are allowed to do so.
It's that map corner.
That's right. Armory.
Look, Emma, you don't have a lot of time left in this world. Why don't we go inside and you can die of old age in peace?
There's an empty room in the back corner. I bet some of you spry youngins could climb in up through there.
Or there's a fucking door right here.
We could just walk through the door, yeah. You want to sneak into this house?
I don't want to sneak into this house because I'm old! I want him to sneak into this house!
Alright, Beryl, are you sneaking in through the roof?
Let's make our way around back with Beryl.
I will start casing the joint around the side.
Okay. Here, how about I go in through the front and we meet in the middle?
Sounds good. Let's go, cleric.
Yes, because splitting up has done us so many good favors in the past.
Yeah?
Yours is Maurice. I remember that.
Ah, gotcha. I go over to the door.
No.
That's okay.
So why aren't we just using the door?
We are.
Instead of clamoring loudly up a wall?
We're splitting
up. Yeah, we're splitting apart.
It's not your fault, but you will have to decide who gets custody of you.
They'll draw all the attention to the front of the house while I come around here. So unless something impedes my progress, I'll go to the back of the building. As
right, we'll come back to you. So what is your...
I really hope you get the
relationship vis-a-vis the door.
I walk right up and open it.
Okay.
It's never gone bad for me.
Hand me the bird.
I'm not dead yet.
Just inside that door. This is basically a cloakroom.
Okay.
There's benches and cloaks and, you know.
Yeah. Sure, I don't care. Yep. Open the next door.
I hang up my cloak.
There is a couple of arrow slits on the end of the room.
Sure.
Nothing seems to be.
I'm seeing right that there are doors in on the sides here.
Green is windows, black is doors.
Gotcha.
It's very hard for me to tell.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good.
You should probably be less colorblind.
Wait, is that...
That's green.
I refuse.
Looks now.
Blue in the right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I continue on.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. It's a coat room.
Yep. So you open the next door, and you are in a small hall.
Okay.
There's a set of fine plate over in the corner. Flanking the entrance up to the stairs.
Okay. Here.
Nope. So flanking the entrance that you just came through
here.
Are a couple of free suits of what looked to you to be elven plate, coated in some green paint.
Okay. Green painted suits, got it.
Yep.
So it's a very nice place. So far I'm...
And then there are...
Suits of armor.
Yep.
That's what these are.
There's the stairs there that go up to the second floor. And as you pass between these statues, I'd like for you to make me a constitution save.
Oh, shit.
SpaghettiOs.
Constitution, huh?
Constitution right behind him. Is it just him?
Do you go between the...
Where's behind him?
No. I'm not crawling through his legs.
Yes.
I assume what?
Plus seven. So 27, hey. Constitution.
Okay. Nice.
You crit the fuck out of that save.
Yeah.
Did you remember your plus fours, or does that not count for you?
As long as I'm conscious, yes. If I go unconscious, it goes down by four.
Just
put it in my plus there. Yeah. Nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Sure. Okay, whatever.
Do we see, like, a green flash of light or anything like that?
You feel a little cold.
Cold? Yeah. Well, it's a bit drafty in here. Keep going.
I shouldn't have hung up my cloak. And then I go through.
Yeah. Okay, make me a constitution.
Are these dice for this shit?
It's almost like we're playing a game that uses dice.
I get plus four for being next to
you,
right?
Yes, you do.
That's a 10. Oh, this isn't a poison, right?
Nope.
Okay, so it's a 17.
Nope.
20 or higher, bitches.
That's some serious mojo.
You take 8 cold damage.
Go!
And you are restrained. just cold so covers you.
I got cold feet. All right.
Nice to meet you.
No!
This place sucks.
You guys okay over there?
He's restrained. Sure,
Abner,
I'll just...
can you give me my cloak? It's cold in here.
I told you it's cold.
I stand outside looking smug.
So he's restrained?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to pull him out between those two things.
Okay, he's still
restrained. We're not going through the front door!
Darren Drack,
sure, well, I just want to pull
my cloak.
Here.
Really just, cold.
He will be restrained for some time.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a big chunk of ice at my feet.
I will get you your cloak.
Let's see if I can.
Thank you.
Would you like to join me at the back of the room?
I can't climb up that shit.
I'll die. Alright, well, so you're cold.
What
do you... Only we had some sort of rogue to disable this trap. Yeah.
What do you think that dip is going to be climbing up that wall back there?
Probably 15. Like, there's a bunch of outcroppings and stuff, but it's also pretty mossy and...
And if you screw it up, Featherfall.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
Do you have it prepared, though?
I believe I do. Constantly, for just such an emergency.
Also, did I help you with the window thing?
Yes, thank you. yeah, after watching that happen and the cleric getting frozen in place, I follow the rogue.
Okay.
Back in my day, we did this all the time! It's perfectly normal!
Are you yelling across the house? What the fuck is wrong with
you? As he's walking around the corner.
You were sneaking in!
You weren't.
You're not sneaking in.
Yeah. You're in the front entryway shrieking.
I said, you're sneaking in.
No, you didn't take any damage, did you?
Or eight? Yeah, eight cold.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that, but...
Sure.
Got health for days.
Yeah, I'm rocking a 49.
Alright, well, I'm going to just pull him out of the area of effect. But
about hit points, while I'm still thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
This was brought up to me.
Hey, girl.
Flip to any class, say the Barbarian on page 47.
Mm-hmm.
Hit points at higher level. Hit points at first level. 12 plus your constitution modifier. Mm-hmm. Straightforward. Hit points at higher level. 1d12 or 7, your choice.
Right.
Plus your constitution modifier per barbarian level after first.
Mm-hmm.
Was asked to me today, does that mean at third level I add 2 to my con modifier because I've got levels of barbarian? My gut answer is no, because that's too complicated for how simple they're trying to make the edition.
Yeah.
And why would they break
a
simple system? It's just written poorly.
Yeah.
Well, it's no iWizard.
Yeah, I think what they really mean, because I think all of the classes say that.
They do.
Is every level you get, add your con mod.
Right.
Well, maybe it's referencing, like, if you decide to multi-class on something else, you only get that benefit for that class. I don't know. Because you can't, like, get the benefit for being a rogue and then going into a barbarian and getting...
Sure, but all of that's handled under multi-classing.
Okay.
Specifically calls out how to handle it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. You mean because their old one was 5 instead of 7? Is that what they were trying to argue?
Old one's 5 instead
of 7. Essentially, they're saying that because it says con mod per level of barbarian,
yeah.
So it's like, oh, I
are you
2
also
levels
adding
of barbarian,
level?
I'm doubling my con mod.
Right.
No. Or something like that, yeah. Some iteration of more than just a D-whatever plus your con mod per level, which is the way that we've been doing it.
Which is how it's...
I feel that is the right way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even understand the opposite side of this.
I feel any other way.
So we're level 6.
Willful. Yes.
So not only on top of rolling my die and adding my con mod, but I'm also 5 levels more than the first level, so I'd add an extra 5.
That is the
argument.
That
argument.
No, that's a stupid argument for dumb people. All
right.
Moving
on.
I said I'd bring it up in my D&D game tonight, right. But I felt like this was the answer.
Yeah.
Was this a person I used to respect?
So he agreed with this perspective. He had a player who was making a very strong argument about the semantics. Who was well known for making semantic arguments and said he couldn't find an answer anywhere specifically. So I Yeah, I said I'd bring it up, but he probably made the right call. Also, we've been playing it wrong in our game, and, like, I have 30 hit points at level 6, and I'm a shitty wizard. Like, using your system, I would have way too many hit points.
Have we been playing it wrong?
No, we've been playing it the way that he was playing it.
Oh, yeah.
So if it is wrong, if what we've been doing is wrong, then we've been playing it wrong for 6 levels, is what I was doing.
That's one
thing I miss about Perkins' game, because anytime somebody gave me shit about the rules, I just get a note, like, signed the WotC dev team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, your Hunter's Quarry is maximized on a crit.
Brilliant. Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm not going to speak for Brandon, but as a certified rules munchkin, as Brandon is, I would never try and make that argument. Sure. Like, I am a semanticist with the best of them. And that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think that was the way they were, it means that you don't also do that at level 1.
Because level 1 is covered in the bullet point above.
Yeah.
Like, you do in fact.
Yeah, but, like,
do
if someone reads it that way, they might be like, oh, I add this to whatever. Again, or whatever. Yeah. And that's why it's worded stupidly.
Okay.
So.
As you pull your friend forward.
Yep, I'm gonna pull him forward out of it. Well, I was gonna do that.
Did you whack or fart?
And then just turn him.
So there were a couple of other statues at the front by the staircase.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, let's not pass through those.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Because
they're not
all
dead.
Statues, they're coming
save
to life.
Or die.
Yeah, they're coming to life.
Because they are, in fact, gargoyles.
Ah! We
so
made
they're,
the right
they're, like,
choice.
Spitting a lot, or...?
We got this.
I really hope, just walking over the side of the building, you just get mauled by something.
I know.
By, like, attack drakes or something.
There's a fucking predator out there.
Yeah.
No, Tiamat's just there.
Fucking voodoo.
Voodoo
magic.
All right, we got
ooh,
some,
those are cool looking.
Some gargoyles, all right.
Are those custom paints, or did they just reuse the cockatrice model?
They just reused the cockatrice model. Those are actually guard drakes, I think. But
sure.
Okay, they reused the
cockatrice. They're cockatrice.
Oh, are they cockatrice? Okay. Mm. All right. So... as you pass through the statues without having spoken the right words, the gargoyles figure something is not right, and they come to, and one of them shrieks, which reverberates throughout the entire structure.
So you guys hear it.
Sure.
And we're going to roll initiative.
Yeah, initiative.
For those of us in the front room.
Well, I'm next to them.
Well, let's go ahead and roll our initiative, too, so we can track how we're getting up there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Shit.
Shit, where's initiative on this? Oh.
Let's see if I can kill you guys in the first round and then we can all go home.
Oh, I've got backup characters for days.
Are they here?
Yeah, are they at a lodge 100 miles away from the middle of nowhere that we've already traveled 100 miles
ago? I'm prepared for this possibility.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually playing
a
gargoyle?
Yeah, he's a gargoyle.
Again.
All right, so Maurice at the bottom.
Yep, I'm at 3.
Abner?
12.
Morgan?
10.
Daryl?
18.
Dragon?
13.
I assume your initiative, or your, initiative is better than 0?
Yes. Okay. Since I have dex for days.
Okay. So that will be our order, but they're going to get a surprise round because, well, gargoyles.
You can see them coming. Yep.
In this game, do they get a full round or do they just get an action?
Oh, shit. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Reference check.
Surprise!
Racist.
Don't be racist.
That wasn't racist, that was a quote.
Of a racist.
Don't racist.
I think that is a bizarre exception you have tried to carve out for yourself.
It was a quote
from
the movie.
I'm not saying they're genetically inferior.
What?
I'm just
We went over this. He's from a different time.
You cannot move or take an action on your first turn of the combat, and you can't take a reaction until that turn.
Okay,
ends.
So they get a
fuck you up.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Round one is theirs.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in that room.
So
come at me
now, yeah.
Predictably,
guys. You know what? All the healers and hit point things are here.
Yeah, that's why I really hope they get the shit kicked out of them at the armory they're crawling into.
We are going to die. Yeah.
So they will bite claw you.
Sure.
Bite claw.
We'll start with the paladin.
Target of 20.
Bites hits 20.
Goddamn.
The claw also hits 21. So you are going to take in some 12 damage, 6 of the piercing and 6 of the slashing variety.
So 6 total for me.
What?
Damage reduction, 3.
Fair.
It's still one source, though.
No, it's two attacks.
So I'll take 3 hit points. So I have 50.
I have to remember, I have 2 attacks.
Yes. Yeah. So do I.
Yep.
Yeah, I got damage reduction.
And then on the halfling.
3.
Very nice.
Bludgeoning piercing. 18 is the number to hit.
That one misses. That one does not. So you get clawed up the side of your face for 7 of the slashing damage.
Son of a bitch! I do not like this house.
This is a great house. Maybe you should take this one over and make it our own.
And then it's Varel's turn.
We gotta clear out the gargoyles.
I guess I'm climbing up the wall to get to the.
Maybe yeah, you, these just as you put hands on the wall the first time, you hear a weird, shrieky thing. You're not really sure what's up with that?
Predator.
Yeah, it's the house screaming because you touched it and it's no hole.
That's his bathing suit area.
No. I didn't know it was that kind of party!
So.
I got a spell for this! Grease your no hole!
So I step back. Is it moving or is it just making a sound?
No. Okay. The house isn't making a sound. You hear a shriek from inside the house.
Oh.
You heard the gargoyle on the other side of the house.
I don't know if he's being like serious.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, he goes to touch it. Starts, whoa. No. Just as you touch the house, this shriek happens.
Okay.
You're pretty sure the house didn't actually scream.
Okay, well.
Unless.
That's the way.
I will still proceed up the wall.
Make me a dexterity check. If you have something climby sounding.
Well, we all have rope.
I suppose,
I thought we
I certainly have rope. I'm checking to make sure you
know. Well, I have thieves' tools, and it's part of our regular
backpack
things. Regular equipment. Yeah. So just a dex check?
If you have, like,
Acrobatics or athletics?
I have athletics.
Sure.
Acrobatics could probably work,
this can
too.
This can be trained. Then.
Or acrobatics.
Sure.
Okay. That would be 21.
Yeah, you scurry 30 feet up the wall.
Okay.
It's probably... it's probably 60 feet to the top.
Okay.
So, one more round of climbing. And
hold.
I'm just enjoying Admiral.
It's large.
Like, scurry up like a foot.
Yeah, I was thinking back over some of the descriptions of the interior.
There's
like 20-foot ceilings upstairs.
This is his hunting.
So you're going to get all the way up to the top and anchor.
I don't know what his anchor is.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he fuck dragons in there?
You have a gargoyle problem.
No, I don't.
No, you
don't. Unless there's
yes, you do!
Shit! You do,
I blow him up with the fireball and I say, I'm on your side!
That's my favorite trick. I love that.
Want to see a magic trick? I call this tensors changing sides! I'm good. I will hold my action this round.
Draken, your friends have gargoyle problems.
Okay, but I noticed that Morgan kind of froze.
Yeah.
Can I do some sort of perception roll to see if there's any way I know how to not freeze there?
Sure.
Fucking statue down.
What?
Just poke a statue with your sword and knock it over.
Do it.
Where you are.
It's a good warrior tactic.
Make your check.
Okay. Well,
see,
so that's 18 plus perception I'm using, right?
Yeah.
So that is 21?
Yeah.
Like, there's any, like, runes?
Yeah. Your eyes boil out of your head.
The base of the shoes, the password.
Your realization of all the universe, your madness takes over.
Yeah, you see that there are some runes, and you saw them glow briefly as these two went through. But, like, you don't have any training. You're not an arcanist, so...
Oh, it's not written in Elven? How inconvenient.
Yeah, well, even if it was, like, you know...
They use the Elven notation for, you know, Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah,
you're not
right?
a mathematician, so...
So, you're not entirely certain what to do about this, but that is definitely the cause. Like, no question.
So these statues with the
yes.
glowing things on them is the cause,
yes.
definitely.
Yes. And you think you could squeeze around, but it would take being very careful.
Like acrobatics kind of sneak around?
Yeah, or? Like you could acrobatics around them or, you know, just go very slowly.
I'm going to try acrobatics around them.
Sure.
Because you're the daring dragon.
Yeah. Maybe take out my whip, fly over it kind of thing. I don't
sure.
know.
So do you just want to try to get around? Do you want to, like, not touch the statue?
I want to try to, yeah, not touch the statue.
We're going to call that a DC 15 acrobatics check.
Okay.
Because it's a pretty tight.
Shit, so close.
I would like for you to make me
that
a constitution
is 11.
Saving throw.
You just whip a ceiling beam and start
like
swinging,
forward,
yeah. and then you just become an ice cream.
Well, it's, yeah, I whip the ceiling beam and it just breaks.
Yeah.
yeah.
so this is pretty shit.
No.
Oh.
This is,
did you count the plus four?
Oh, wait, plus four.
Yeah.
So that's plus
nine.
Are you getting 20? So, oh,
that
no.
That is a sub for real motion.
16. Damn it.
Turns out you don't ever walk in the front fucking door.
Yeah. I was like,
I'm fine. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're going to take 5 damage.
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, damage.
I'm fine. What are you guys complaining about?
A different character would have explained to you guys why you don't go walking in the front door. This guy's like, nope, I'm going to make fun of you later about it.
And you are also restrained.
Unless you're dead.
I can still, like, stab things nearby or
something.
You can
still talk to
them.
Or
is...
No.
Strain. Okay.
No. Yeah, you can't...
Oh, move. I'm not immobilized. I'm restrained.
Do you want your phone?
She'll get it if she cares.
Bones are
good. Like, we only kept the landline because they were able to port our number from Kirkland.
Sure.
So...
9 times out of 10, it's just a solicitation.
It's yep. almost never anyone I want to talk to.
Yep. Except for that one ant that's...
He didn't want to talk to her, though.
I didn't, actually.
And you can still attack with restraint, you just have disadvantage.
Mm. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Fair enough.
Does the really? Ice on
attacking
me?
Attacking creatures have advantage against you.
Oh.
Wait.
Well, I hit you anyway.
So. Do you... They have advantage against you, and you have disadvantage against them?
Yes.
Okay. Find all the spells that cause restraint. Very good.
Yep.
Web would probably be a good place to look.
It's steering strength.
Or some sort of icing thing.
Ooh.
Speaking of ice...
Yeah, I was about to say, there's cake.
So, let me kill them first.
Legit.
So which way did you want to go around the statue? I'm going to rule that you're in the square on the other side and you just brushed it on your way by.
So I was probably going to go...
Okay, so you can be on the other side. So you may disadvantage try and stab that gargoyle if you are so inclined.
I can try to disadvantage him twice.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, no, this is the surprise round.
What?
Oh,
they
no.
already
no, we're already back to the top.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're just so low in this initiative order that you're in the next fight.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have a 17 and a 19, and I add a bunch. That I add 8.
Okay.
So,
I feel good about
over
that.
20?
Yeah.
25 for those of you who keep track.
Fuck you.
Those of you who can add two relatively low numbers together.
Did anyone else hear, I don't want to have sex this week?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was just me.
To be fair, you just said that directly to me like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm married, so...
Well,
it's like I didn't buy a lottery ticket.
Right. Okay.
So that's 9 damage.
All right. I agree.
And then my other one.
Yeah.
I probably hit again because that's 20 something, 20 plus.
Sure.
That is 7 plus 7, 14 damage.
I agree. That's pretty good.
Fuck you having disadvantage.
First yeah. blood.
There's the dragon.
The gargoyle is unamused by you stabbing it.
He's like, what the fuck? You're supposed to
do this.
He's going
to attempt to stab you back.
Oh, shit.
Except,
oh, would succeed.
Except I mean biting and clawing.
Stab me with advantage. Claws.
With advantage, yeah.
He rolls two ones.
So, the bite. I roll two fives.
Ah!
I feel like a 10 probably isn't going to get it.
Nope.
A 9 probably even isn't going to get it done.
Nope.
The claw, an 18?
That would hit.
Okay. You will take, I think it is 6 damage? Yeah, let's do 6 slashing damage. And the other one continues to try and fuck up the rogue. Or
what
not
rogue?
The you.
The you. Cleric.
Yes. Cleric.
The female
it's
sheep.
It's been so many weeks, yeah. Like, I've forgotten who you are and what you do, and
I'm still restrained, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll impose disadvantage on it with my shield.
Okay.
So, pick those up and just roll a die.
Okay, well, that's closer to hitting. 14?
No.
Okay. And it's a claw. 19?
Yes.
Okay. 4 slashing damages.
Okay.
Let's see. This is round 2. So, you will be unrestrained in round 11.
That's a long
shit.
Time.
And you in round 6.
Wow.
Wow, that is quite a restraint.
It's a minute.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's pretty awesome.
These guards keep you restrained.
Then why are they coming close to
Morgan.
Me?
Morgan.
It was the statues.
Okay, you know what I don't need my legs for? Magic.
You don't use your toes?
Nope. Gonna start off with a little bit of spiritual weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll conjure a big spectral hammer.
Yeah.
Bring it down on that gargoyle who's been starting shit with me.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, spell attack bonus plus 7.
That's piss poor.
That is the worst I can roll.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 9.
We're gonna call that insufficient.
Okay. Well, I've still got it for another minute.
Sure.
And then I am going to drop a sacred flame on it. So
yeah.
He gets to make a dex save that is also unaffected by restraint.
Okay.
Time to call out the medium guns.
How do you feel about 12?
I feel pretty good about 12.
Okay.
It is a lower number than 15. And he takes 1 damage.
Damn it.
I have noted this.
Are you too cold to cast spells?
Be gently warm! It's chilly up here at the Hunting Lodge.
Right.
Apparently him being cold just fucks his spell.
Maurice.
Two attacks. That
yeah.
guy. 18.
Mm-hmm.
And what, 15?
Both hit.
Okay. So for... So 7 points of damage and... 5.
How much?
12. 4.
Okay.
Not actual.
Noted.
Just the fight that punishes us for going to the front door.
Make me a perception check at the beginning of your turn here.
Okay.
That is very well.
15.
Okay. You can continue climbing.
Okay.
You just let the check ride, that's fine.
You don't notice that the entire building is a mimic.
Sure.
Oh, he just said you don't need to roll again.
Yes. You've made your climb building.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
You've proven your ability to climb a whole wall.
Okay. Yay!
One of the things I hate about D&D traditionally
mm-hmm.
is, oh man, I climbed that 10 feet of wall. I better roll the dice again. Oh, this one got tricky. But fuck it.
Just making sure. And I had a,
Nick
rope,
taught me that.
Had a rope tied around my waist so that Abner can just climb up as I anchor him from wherever perch I get to.
Okay. Yeah, we'll deal with that on your next turn.
Sure.
Make me a perception check.
That's a little after the wizard.
A little after.
Can I just let my past perception run?
Sure.
16.
Nope.
Okay. You do not see the telltale shimmer of prey.
Yeah.
And I assume you just pull the PUD for a turn.
It's going to take him another turn. I guess I spend this one looking around passively.
What about your bird?
He is in the room, watching the room.
Oh, okay. I thought he was on the roof.
Yeah, nothing's happening in the room.
That sure is rotten armory.
Dracon the Daring.
All right. I'm going to stab this mofo.
which is an edge.
I guess pierce is, well, piercing is a stabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a no.
I try again.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, he beats his wings off and...
Whoa. That's what I'm phrasing.
Doing on the other side of the house.
Yeah, no, I phrased.
I'm owning that.
On second pass. Yes, that's what I meant to say.
And then he attempts to hurt you. So much. All right. So his bite... Come on, cripples. Only a 21.
That hits.
And his claws... 22.
Also hits.
So you will take 4 of the biting damage, which is piercing, and 7 of the slashing damages.
So 4 plus 7 is... Numbers 12, right?
11.
Okay.
That's super close, though.
Of course, she's an android.
And then the other restrained fool, which is the cleric, named Morgan. See, I got it all.
Yeah,
solid.
You got it. Come at me, bro. Do a gargoyle.
I crit, so...
A little bit of gargoyle.
I gargoyle pretty good.
The other one looks
like... I crit if I turn into a
disadvantage on that one. Next one with my shield.
The other one misses. So you take 10 piercing damage.
Ow!
Okay, so note to self, block the first one, not the second one. The first one does more damage.
I think the crit in either case would be...
Yeah, they're actually exactly the same damage.
Got it.
Morgan, you have been pierced.
Okay.
He's happy about this.
Some guys pay extra for that.
Plan B.
We've lost that. Evan's just deep in his iPad now.
Candy Crush.
No,
it's Farmville.
Ah, there you go.
Most of my good spells require an attack roll, other than my opening the Ark of the Covenant spell, which I feel like I should probably
roll. Yes, a little bit overpowered for what we're doing here.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to give him another thunk with my magic hammer.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
No. That is probably insufficient. How do you feel about 11?
I feel pretty good about 11.
Okay. How do you feel about making a dex save for Gentle Warming?
I would love to make a dex save for Gentle
Warming. And since I don't believe in stacking damage, it's going to be on the one attacking me.
Yeah, sure. That is a 5.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Slightly more than a Gentle Warm.
You have now done an average damage for 2 turns. Well done.
Hooray.
Maurice the Sex Cannon.
I attack again.
Yeah.
This time, well, make sure I hit first. So, 2 attacks. Oh, shit. Miss. Yep, I miss.
He also beats off your attacks with his wings.
Damn.
Yeah, that's about all I can do.
Alright, Varel. So, you get to the top.
Yep.
And sure enough, there's a hole right here. Mm-hmm. So... There's nothing really to secure yourself to or tie off to.
Okay.
So how are you in relation to the wizard weight-wise?
I am an elf.
He's an elf, so he's probably like 10 pounds.
I'm some willowy elf-type guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably,
you know,
like...
He's an old man.
So I have 165 already. Pounds.
I feel like that's probably more than an elven rogue.
Probably... Yeah. Possibly so.
Heavier, a lot heavier than I would have assumed.
So wait, so there's
his stats are really good except for dex.
There's nothing about this hole that I can tie me up
to
and drop down the room.
So he's kind of got like a pot belly.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit, but he has a pot belly. Like, imagine.
Well, let me rephrase that.
Your
like, there are, you know, broken boards, right?
Yeah.
But nothing that you seem convinced that it's going to hold him, right? So, your choices are basically, and there's really nothing in the room, like there's a shelf that's just sitting there, and a weapons rack.
Well, you could attempt to just climb up free.
Right?
Like I
I've
so
got
you,
plus one to my roll, I'll never make it.
You could just, like, you know, sit here and, like, hang your ass over the thing, but I'm going to need a strength check, because he's going to pull you down.
That's going to be bad, because I only got strength plus one.
What's the DC of the strength check?
Yeah.
10.
Don't you have the fly spell by now?
No, it's a fourth level spell.
What about levitate? You could have that.
You know what I didn't prepare because I was ready to drop a whole bunch of fucking explosives? Levitate.
Explosives?
Well, you should have come in the front door.
Make a decision.
Explosives, front door.
I will risk trying to strength it out.
Okay.
Because I don't have any other option to get him upstairs.
I'm excited for this.
I am too. That would be a 7, so no.
Okay.
Whee!
I'm excited for some barrel song.
Make me a dexterity check.
So that is a lot easier. Whee!
Well, it's a 10.
Okay, that's just enough.
Yeah.
So you start sliding down,
mm-hmm.
and you manage to grab on. So what happens, I'm putting your turns together. You start pulling up on the rope, and you pull him off the roof. So you let go, because you're not an idiot.
Right.
And you catch yourself on the edge of the hole.
Okay.
And we'll come back to this next round.
All right.
Yeah, maybe you guys should have went through the front
you
door.
You guys could think through. You might want to try that again.
Are you guys familiar with the folk song, the barrel song, at all? No.
Oh, yes, that one.
It's about a construction worker who's too lazy to haul all the bricks down, so he puts them in a barrel and ties them to a rope and a pulley, which is then heavier than him, so he shoots up, and then it drops a bunch of bricks, and he drops back down. It's basically a physics joke in the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what this made me.
Yeah.
I hope you guys just go back and forth and beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, we'll find a solution to this.
In the meantime, Draken.
Alright. Gonna try this pointy-pointy thing.
Yeah.
With a stabby stab.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is 8 plus 7, so that is 15.
That's enough.
That is 14 damage.
Okay.
And I do the pointy-pointy thing again, if he's still standing.
He is.
That does not do it, unless a, 12.
Negative. Alright.
I shiver slightly.
You do, in fact, shiver slightly, because we're trained. So he will try to bite you.
I'm going to parry.
And this is how it
Tell
is.
Me about parry.
Wait, what? How many points are you?
32.
Okay.
I'm fine. Just... Okay. Yeah. I just don't feel like taking it. Parry is... Okay, I have to wait till know if he damages me. When an enemy damages you, you can use a reaction and spend a superiority.
You can't use reactions right now. Right.
Oh, I can't use reactions? Yeah. Okay,
never
mind.
Restrained.
So, 21 is the attack I've made.
Okay.
That will do 8... of the piercing damages.
Ow.
Hobo crits for the win. That will also hit. And that will do 6 damage. Of the slicing variety. And then on the halfling, are you going to...
Yes, the first one will
shit me.
Yes.
That worked. Well done.
Yes.
I feel like 13.
Any more reactions? It does not. 18 is the number.
How about crits?
I can absorb those.
Crits for days. Crits on crits.
Yeah,
so I should have done the same.
I love crits.
How do you feel about 10 more of the piercing damage? Or the slashing damage?
I would vote no.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a choice?
Wow.
Mm. Is he tired?
Eat some cake?
No, he's eating some pizza. I'm
tired.
Oh. You're at the Zara world.
I'm a diabetic.
I know.
Yes,
same difference.
Okay, take a big pile of damage. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, but it's your turn.
Great.
Warn him.
Actually, or heal yourself.
It's hammer time first.
Yes.
I'm assuming he's going to heal himself.
I got a free hammer hit. How do we feel about 14?
So close.
Yeah, so
15 or higher.
Oh, that hammers.
How do you feel about dropping a shit ton of healing on myself?
I recommend it.
Probably a question for yourself.
I say yes.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I am going to drop a third level cure wounds on myself.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I'm down 39 hit points.
Yeah.
Well, legit. I'd be dead.
Survey says...
Oh, that's some good healing.
18 plus my whiz. 22.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I laughed when you're like 18 plus my whiz.
That's your job.
Wee wee.
Alright, I'm feeling much better.
Feeling good?
They can start depleting me again.
Okay. You got the answer, Maurice?
Mm-hmm.
Is the answer missing twice?
Mm-mm.
No! the answer is doing perfectly average damage, though.
Mm, I'll throw in a Wrathful Smite as well.
Ooh.
And bonus action. So I do an additional 1d6 psychic damage. Additionally, the creature must make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened of me until the spell ends.
Okay, so the damage happens and then the frightened is
yeah, so an additional two.
Okay. So I'm going to be kind to you.
Uh-oh.
Your first attack will kill this thing.
So you can save that one.
Yeah, I'll save it.
So you can move and
yes,
hit the other one. Or not. You can beat the corpse for all I give a shit.
Well, no, I'll take the step.
I would have been cruel because I tested when people make all their attacks at once. Mm-hmm. I would have made them let that ride.
Yeah.
Your first attack kills it, and you continue because you rolled the dice and you hit it a second time.
I thought about it.
And you cast spells on the corpse.
I thought about it, but this is only the first group. Although, if I kill you guys faster, that's just faster I get to go play Destiny. So...
Why are you excited about that?
That's assuming that we...
Because I have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, yes, your taste in game.
Yeah,
this is an intervention.
There are only so many rocks I can throw in this glass house. I've been playing WoW again.
Right?
Like...
So I do
kill
6 points of damage to him,
okay.
And he is frightened.
Okay.
He's got to make a wisdom save.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until the
queue. DC 15.
I've also been playing Guild Wars before that. Before he started.
So you have a boost?
I made it.
He made it?
I made it.
He's fine.
He just takes the damage.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll go get my $15 and see if I enjoy this enough to buy Draenor.
Legit.
Make me a perception check.
I had an idea first, but okay.
Preception.
Oh, 50 bucks for the expansion?
That is 16 and 7, so 23, yeah.
You hear upstairs, you hear a door slam open, and some footsteps heading toward the middle of the building.
So not from the room I'm above, but somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's this corner over here.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay, so sound somewhere over there. Okay, so I'm going to rip away some of this mossy roof covering and try to find a rafter I can tie this rope to that is going to support his weight more than I can.
They're all rotted, no.
Okay, sub-GM over here.
That's right.
I'm just giving him ideas.
Also, it's a pure stuff, and it kills you.
Or
would you like to make him roll a fine bracket check?
No, that's fine.
Because otherwise I'm going to have to go solo. Otherwise I'm gonna, or okay. Have the bird do it. It's probably stronger than I am.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah, you spend your turn tying that off.
Okay. I tie it off so you can climb.
Make a make knots roll. No.
that used to be a very real thing.
Ugh.
The roll we are going to make, though,
mm-hmm.
is for the strength of the rafter.
Well, fortunately, if he does grab onto the rope, it'll break real quick and just fall on his ass. And he's got feather falls.
So well, it depends. Yeah. It depends on how strong it is.
What am I rolling for now? Well, I'll tell you what I get. Because this is basically a luck roll.
I want to see an 8 up.
An 8 up? How's a 17?
That's more than 8.
All right.
You may shuffle. Be excited.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Round one of climbing. I climb.
Yeah.
I climb carefully and I take 10 on the climb check.
Yep.
My thought with ropes now, you don't need to make a roll.
You might not.
Yeah.
That is the official ruling.
Yeah. I think if there's a rope, you don't have to make a roll to.
So, those of us down in the entry hall. See,
I will storm them on the beaches.
Yeah. So the way this room kind of works is this is all open air.
Yep.
Right? And this is the
balcony.
Balcony is the word I wanted. Thank you. So you hear the door slam up here, and a half-elf, or a whole elf, actually.
Not just a torso dragging its way.
Yeah, it's vertically half, actually. It's really okay. Weird.
Hopping.
Hopping. Yeah.
Sticks her head over the banister.
Ooh, it's female.
And just screams, "What is going on?" And when it does so, the gargoyle disengages.
Do you have a corkscrew nearby?
Yes.
Your gargoyle started attacking us.
Pardon.
No, sorry. And on that wonderful note, we're going to stop and have wine and cake.
So some lady was screaming over the balcony.
Okay. Yeah, you missed a bunch of innuendo. And explicit.
Oh, we were recording. Shucks.
Yeah.
Too bad.
He pauses when we go off on.
So the gargoyle stops and disappears.
Does not disappear.
He just stops.
He just stops attacking.
And doesn't get not aggressive. Just takes like a third of a step back.
Right.
Still growling a little.
It's on pause.
Your gargoyle's attacked us.
You've snuck into my house.
My sincerest apologies, madame. We are in pursuit of a dangerous individual by the name of Resmir.
He's a big dragon-y guy.
And what leads you to my abode?
His teleportation circle.
His?
Ah, my mistakes.
It was in an observatory, it came
a
here.
A teleportation portal that he used.
That brought him here.
I'll go and do the whole formal and I'll do a half bow.
We'll continue to be frozen.
I'll be frozen in place.
As the blood of her gargoyle sluices off your sword.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it was attacking you. Yep. Self-defense.
Do you have, like, paladin charm you can start using?
I do.
It's not self-defense because we broke into our
house. Yeah, exactly.
It's self-defense. It started attacking us after
yes.
We broke in.
Yes. And we didn't really break in. We opened the door and walked in. We weren't even doing it sneaky-like.
Stand your ground laws.
Oh, God, this is Florida now.
We have those here, I think.
Oh, we have a castle doctrine.
Yes. Yeah, it's a castle doctrine. Yes.
Yeah. You can't do it out on the street. You can do it in your place of business or your home.
It's the Frank Castle.
You actually can do it out on the street if you believe that you are absolutely preventing someone else from committing a felony against the person you are defending, including yourself. But then you get to go to court and have that conversation.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Whereas if you shoot somebody in your bedroom, it's usually a much easier thing.
Yeah.
Right? She looks warily down at you all.
Is this when we come bursting through the door?
I'll sheath my sword as well. Now that we're actually having a conversation.
No hide
you mean we, white man?
Well, I am. You guys are not attacking, are you?
We're not there, but two people here.
Yep.
It's a first-person pronoun. Doesn't necessarily include you.
As this conversation is happening, a couple of well-armed humans kind of come up and flank behind her. She obviously ran ahead of them.
That's fine.
And she, when you say Resmer's name, she kind of pauses and looks a little thoughtful and says, "Chasing Resmir. What do you know of Resmir?"
He is a half-dragon cultist.
Of Tiamat.
Of Tiamat.
They're trying to do this thing to bring Tiamat here.
Right. In doing so, they raided a bunch of towns, killed a bunch of people, and stole their wealth. And then hoarded it in a big castle observatory. And enslaved two indigenous peoples.
Yeah. As you say that, she kind of leans over the balcony to look at you a little bit. And you see a sigil of Tiamat.
Uh-huh.
I figured out of character. Yeah.
So we're doing this now, right? This is about to happen.
No, she hasn't attacked us. It's fine. We have no beef against her.
Unless she's like second in line for the throne and wants Resmir dead.
Are you going to raise Tiamat and bring about the end of days? Is that...
the Schwarzenegger movie.
Yes, because we have to stop that. It's our moral obligation.
Please. Yeah, we have no beef.
Not yet, anyway.
That's some old timey talking for you.
Don't want beef. I want to eat beef.
You wouldn't happen to know where he is, so we can continue our pursuit of him?
Of course I do. I'm not sure I need to tell you.
Wait, so you didn't answer my end of days question. I feel that was very important to the future of this conversation.
I think that we should sit.
I agree.
Might take a little while.
Let me just get feeling back in my extremities.
I'm still climbing.
Are you?
I sheathed my sword, and where shall we...
5 seconds have passed.
You're up there now.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are in the room, like...
I go... Listen at the door.
What? No.
What's going on over there?
To your...
little ear horn?
Protection. Yeah. Hey! I was merely acting in self-defense.
Is it self-defense after we break in? I guess it was unlocked.
Yes, but we did not know that this was actually occupied and owned.
Yeah, it is a little...
We are...
Stop talking. You make me tired.
I get that all the time. Mostly from Abner, but he's very old.
I see no one old.
Oh, yeah, he's my grandfather.
I see.
I just shaved my head this morning.
As this conversation is going on, door over here.
Yes, please gather the big group so I can open the Ark of the Covenant.
Actually, that door isn't big enough. In behind you.
Here?
Yeah. Maybe that door's big. Whatever. Anyway, this door opens and a four-armed troll walks in.
A four-armed troll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your head of security, I presume.
Well, that's racist. He could be the chef, you don't know.
Talus says, as should be now clear, I have the upper hand here.
Four.
But I would like to discuss business with you. So, if the three of you would be so kind as to come up the stairs and join me in my sitting room.
It'll be a minute.
You're actually fine by now.
Okay.
Of course. Thank you for the hospitality.
So you guys trundle up the stairs, and you are heading, see the room over there under the microphone with what looks like a board table in it?
Yeah, this.
Up there.
So we head up the stairs into the boardroom. Got it. Very well.
So you guys come in, and... A couple of the veterans come in, and, you know, like, she's got some muscle.
Right? Very well. Okay. We have intruded upon her. We are...
I want to peek, like, get down...
Clearly in the wrong game.
Peek out the door down the hallway, see what's going on.
You can't see anything without opening the door. Because there's the wall across...
Oh, it's not... It opens outward, not inward.
Yeah, it opens inward.
Okay.
Sure. You see a bunch of folks trundle past, right? Like, just as I've just described.
I recognize these guys.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And how many on top of them, how many strangers are with them?
There's like four dudes in armor and kind of milling about at the top of the landing of the stairs here is a enormous fucking troll.
I relay this to Adam in a whisper. Sure.
In matters unrelated to the troll, I'm looking up a sacred flame that's actually fire damage or radiant.
Good to know.
I thought it was radiant.
It is radiant.
Yeah.
We know it isn't. Fireball.
Yeah, we got a solution for the troll right there. As soon as he gets up there.
So, she sits down and says, "My name is Talus the White." And she is, in fact, dressed head to toe in all white clothing.
Oh. I thought you were just getting married.
To Tiamat.
I am pleased to meet you, Talus the White. I am Maurice.
Pleyelum, paladin of Suni.
I would welcome you to my home, but you've killed one of my pets.
Yes, I believe there is, we need to arrange for rep.
Not for lack of trying. Morgan. Favorite of young Dala.
And?
I am the daring dragon.
I see. You know tremendous amounts of facts about the cult and some of the people associated thereof. I believe that the cult is slightly misguided. And that now is not the time to bring the Mother of Dragons. You know of the masks, I assume?
Yes.
Yes. Deception rolls all around.
What the fuck? Flat fucking lie! No, don't want to have you tell me about that. Yes. Skipping this dialogue on
you. I do.
And then later,
why don't you tell the daring dragon? He doesn't pay attention.
Why don't you tell the daring dragon?
There are these masks of Tiamat. And you collect them all, there's five, one for each head, and they imbue the powers of the different colors of dragon.
And
where the fuck did we find this out?
We did.
He's making this up.
This is German porn he's doing here.
And
what?
What else is interesting about the masks?
They go great for Mardi Gras? I don't know where you're leading. Maybe I don't have the whole story.
I believe you nodded your head. Do you have the whole story?
Whereas I just sat
here. I didn't
here.
Consider how good a prop the wine glass was going to be today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we get to communicate with each other silently using the message spell.
Excellent.
So that's what we're doing.
Excellent.
So, where are they? What happened?
Farm troll. Killer guard. Some of your white. We know little in the way of details of the masks and the roles that they play.
Okay. I am going to channel divinity to get into this bitch's mind and read her thoughts.
In the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, I can just do it. It's not a spell.
I love it.
Oh.
I think she gets a wisdom.
Bill likes everything when he can swirl his wine as he's talking.
That's right. I might just go get a bottle of scotch and be on the floor by the end of this. Like, I haven't decided.
Is message only line
of I'm in.
But no, I believe we may have some commonalities here. Okay. We both agree
so
that
sneak ahead and
now
back.
Is not
I can
a good time.
With you
yeah.
and watch
she gets a wisdom
eyes.
Save.
That's less than 1 point.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're in there.
I have a stab out for her.
Well, I told you there was a conference room.
I'm assuming her wisdom is probably pretty good, because I think she's a cleric.
Can they talk back to us? I think she's a cleric of the white dragon head or something. She's
okay,
the head of the
so,
white.
Oh, they didn't have to whisper out loud.
No.
Oh.
How do you feel about 25?
But she'd see them.
Yeah, she
not great.
Okay. So tell me about your failure.
I don't read her mind.
She doesn't know that you've attempted to probe her.
I don't believe so.
Oh, wow.
I bust the door down, staff in hand. Also, I'm holding my wizard stick. And in my third hand, masturbation.
Jesus. Like the dictionary definition just printed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hand that to people.
Is it the magic spell called Invisible Hand?
Yeah.
That's what they changed.
Wasn't there some
Stranger
sort of
the bedroom. Sorry, Phantom Hand. Phantom Hand.
Isn't there some sort of spell, at least in older editions, that was just like a hand that could
do
yeah,
magic?
Yeah.
It was an invisible hand that could do anything a hand could do.
Manipulate a 20 pounds.
Your best friend at night.
Yeah, 20 pounds worth of force, which is out of
whoa.
A lot of force.
Rip your dick right off.
It's a coffee stir.
This guy's gonna buy this desk
nice
back
callback.
Here.
Yeah, that's all I've got. All I've
and
got.
Put his dick
white.
In it. That vacuum is
gonna I'm
going to
dip my
off,
balls
sir.
In it.
Okay. Okay. So, you've said some bullshit. Does she know that you've attempted to probe her?
No.
Okay. You were
I didn't.
Going to say something else? No? Okay.
No, I just didn't.
She sighs a little bit and says,
perhaps we can come to some sort of mutual...
Perhaps you just got lucky and perhaps you actually know what you're talking about.
The reason I ask if you know of the masks is because they are the key component of the ritual. In addition to robbing the countryside blind, as you have alluded to, we have been collecting these masks, and when they are all brought together in the same place, that is one of the things that begins to summon the Mother of Dragons.
I am going to put the bird on my shoulder and stealth my way long enough down the hallway that I get a better look at what's going on. I have rolled a 26 total for stealth.
Okay.
So the bird is going to be able to have him be able to see what's going on.
What's with the troll?
So here's how this is going to work before you do this.
Sure, okay.
Just so you're clear.
Yep.
You can be silent. Mm-hmm. There is nowhere in this hallway to hide.
Oh, it's not. It's all lit.
It's all lit. Like, this and is a person's like, home.
No furniture right? in it.
So you can get out there completely silently.
Okay.
There's no one around right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know if that's going to stay true.
I vote you keep with the party theme and take the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Invisibility.
Okay.
You are a badass.
Okay.
Wizard! Does that cover him and the bird?
Yeah, because the bird is with him. If the bird was on my shoulder, it would cover both of us. So. No, it's a legitimate ask.
Yeah.
What's this weird bird just sitting in air, not flapping?
He's like, he's not even moving. He's just like,
looking proud of himself because I've got control of it, right? So it's not like squawking and looking.
Yeah, it's just like, swaying slightly with the movement.
How you doing?
That's right.
And now I'm just imagining the bird going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking crows can mimic human speech, so yeah, it's all right. How you doing?
Anyway.
So. Yeah, so I'm just going to inch my way down the hall.
You can now be listening. That's fine.
Okay, so now he and me are...
And I am listening with him. Yeah, I have moved my knee up to here, so I'm by the door.
Yep.
And the birdie goes there.
Sure.
Fantastico.
Okay.
How long does that last?
2.5 seconds.
10 minutes a level.
Oh, okay. That'd be awesome. Fine by me. Yeah. I will get the surprise attack on every round.
No, when you attack, it drops.
Well,
so you get a surprise on one round.
That's true. And I get to use Assassinate, which will, like, murderize people.
Oh, just kill that bitch.
I'm thinking about it.
I want you to, in the middle of her talking, just take her head and bleed off.
I am thinking about it.
Gross.
I wouldn't kill her in the first hit, but she's probably going to hit points up to Wazoo.
That's where you need to put your knife. That's where she keeps her hit points.
Yeah.
Just message us and let us know that shit.
10 minutes a level?
So we're not like, holy shit, someone just killed her.
Up to 1 hour.
Up to 1 hour?
Yeah.
Nice.
Although maybe it'd be more convincing that we're not with him if we're also surprised by this.
I think the assassinate we're well past that.
Talus the white will be Talus the red.
Well, she's like that every month.
Hi-yo.
So, the masks are held by the head of each of the factions of the cult. Resmer the Blue has the blue dragon mask. I told you that I am Talus the White. I do not have the mask because there is one above me. I have attempted to convince him that this is a misguided mistake that will backfire on us and that we are not ready. So I believe there is an opportunity here.
For us to kill your boss and then you get a promotion?
Yes.
Okay. Well then.
And perhaps kill Resmer in the process.
Because you hate that bitch, or?
As you probably have ascertained by now, all of the wealth has been flowing through my establishment. Mm-hmm. And I know where it is and where it's going very soon. I'm prepared to tell you these things. With your assurance that you will do for me what I need done. Which is to bring me back this mask.
Yeah, I got no problem jumping up the food chain. Oh, that's a lie, by the way, because there's no way of leaving this place without melting this lady's face if you don't go to Covenant.
Yeah, sure.
So a deception check?
Yeah, well, actually, I think it's acceptable. Right? He think it is what? Sorry.
I believe that is acceptable. And I actually think that. I'm not lying.
Yeah, it seems reasonable. And she seems
like
a reasonable person.
No, it does, because we get the greater good out of this.
Yeah, but we can do both.
Maybe later. But right now, nope.
She seems like someone that can be reasoned with.
Yes. She is. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And she doesn't think it should be done now, which is even better.
Yeah, because maybe then it won't happen in our lifetime, and then who the fuck cares, right? Oh shit, I'm an elf.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
No, I think it's it'll help for the greater good. I agree. Yeah. I'm
No.
Said
the armory was empty.
Oh, okay. No. There's like a leather helm and a shield on a shelf, and an old weapons rack with a few rusted spears.
So awesome weapons.
Yeah, you have tetanus.
So you accept my deal?
Yeah. Where do we find your boss?
Before you get to my boss, you will deal with Resmi. There is a castle near here.
Come on.
Called Skyreach.
Castle's coming out the wazoo.
Skyfall?
Skyreach.
Skyrim? Quantum of Solace?
She fucking kills you all.
Yeah.
You
just had
it with your
shirt. That's a reasonable outcome.
This castle is under the command of Resmir and owned by a cloud giant.
Okay, this sounds bad so far.
They're transporting the wealth to where we are storing the hoard north of here in the castle.
Okay.
Yeah, what? What are you thinking?
No, what I'll whisper to you is that's being talked about. Giant castles fly.
I make a mental note of this.
In addition, here is my deal. I will give you the instructions for how to enter this castle. And the passphrases that you'll need. You will bring me back Resmir's mask. And then, I will send you after Varam the White.
Ooh. I'm still on board with calling you cut your fucking head off right now.
You're always on board for Cutter.
Now that I have a better idea as to where the cleric is, like right as he says yes, I'm going to message to the cleric. We overheard all of it. We're definitely in. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I say yes. And I after thinking about it for a moment, I say yes.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Very good. Little one.
Yeah, I already said I'd do it.
Very good. She snaps her fingers, one of the guys runs away and runs back.
runs right past you, invisible in the hallway.
You're like,
let's see.
Golem!
Tell me he runs into the armory, because they're going to see a really amazing sight.
Yeah. An old man, like...
Jerking off, what?
Well, I can't see while I'm looking through my bird's eyes.
Oh, you have, like, cloudy eyes?
Yeah, I'm just this blind old man sitting in a corner meditating. That's what I'm going to walk in on.
Actually, Ross, he is going to run through your square.
I got stealth 26 on just moving around. And I'm invisible.
Yes, but...
Dexterity saves, get out of the way.
Mission impossible. I'm going to give you a...
Over the railing.
Wait. Nope. Yeah, so you could possibly do... Oh, wait, you had mediocre and shit.
Like, it is a 5-foot square, right? I feel like...
If you say so.
If it is.
Okay.
Like, sorry. I did form that in the phrase of a question.
Okay.
What I meant is, it's a 5-foot square.
Okay.
And this is a big man in armor jogging through the middle of that square.
Okay.
So I'm going to call this a DC 25 check.
What's your...
my deck save is plus 8. So that's probably not going to happen.
Now, do you have, like, acrobatics or something with a proficiency that could?
You can't proficiency. You can proficiency saving through skills.
You could, right.
Oh.
You could just jump straight down. Into the gargoyle.
And right.
Just
right.
You could jump straight down.
I also been putting shadows.
It's how far down is it?
It's like 15 feet down.
Yeah, you could do it.
So...
And an acrobatics.
Just jump out of the way.
You could try and make an acrobatics check to get out of the way. I'm going to say that's DC 20.
Could I just slip down on this entranceway here and
hide? He's running towards you.
He's running towards
you. So you make noise if you're trying to get
his, out of the way. His boss told him to go do a thing.
So he's
and he's 10 feet away from you.
I think I know so well I have to attack him.
I mean, no, your dex check is to, like, slide backwards and grab onto the banister. Invisible hanging off the banister.
Right, but I've got 25.
20.
No, it's 24.
The dex check is 25.
Yeah.
Right. But I thought the acrobatics is jump out of the way.
Acrobatics to jump out of the way is probably 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So instead of, like, trying to plant yourself against the wall, he is falling off the banister and just hanging on as he goes. That one's 20.
Sure.
And you get a plus 8 on this?
Yeah.
Awesome. Remember when I told you to take one step back and just let it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happens. Erasing my 12 for the day.
Okay. Then
you are now hanging off of a banister.
I am floating off of the banister. Okay.
Well, you're like...
Yes.
This guy should go ahead and get his perception roll. To be fair about all of this, if he's going to do this, he is dropping the bird.
Yeah.
So the bird's going to flutter and make noise. Like, even if the bird was on his shoulder, it's fluttering and trying to hang on. So there's the sound
That's
of flapping
fair.
Wings.
That's
but
fair.
He's running in armor. Right?
Yeah.
Why do you have to ruin Christmas?
Because
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing.
It's legit.
Jews hate Christmas.
He
doesn't know. He's on a mission from Gad.
And clang, clang, clang.
Yeah.
All right. On a mission.
So yeah, you see him run down the steps and over into a room over here. Somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, 30 seconds later, he runs back.
Okay. And I'm just...
So, and then he runs back into the room. So man runs back into the room carrying, like, legit a banner that a banner man would carry, right? And thrusts it at you. The stick is, like, 3 feet taller than you are, right?
Yeah, maybe to one of the big people.
I don't know if he steps back to the corner.
I'm a halfway.
Her name was what, Vanna the White?
Vanna the White.
Not Vanna the White. You're an asshole.
And so when you open the door, Miranda, how many...
Varan the White.
How many guards does she have in this? She's got the giant troll.
There's the troll and four human guards in her.
Okay.
Yeah, but the troll is not in this room.
Yeah, the troll's actually milling around downstairs.
Okay, so I'm like hanging above him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Tuck your perfect. Legs up.
This is perfect, yeah. Amongst other things.
Yeah.
No, that you took back.
Just retract it like a vacuum.
Dangling.
Yeah, just retract it like all elves can.
So 5 miles from this lodge is the village of Parnast. When you arrive at Parnast, this banner and the phrase Tiamat, our mother in strength, should get you into the castle under the guise of being a member of the cult.
Okay, why don't you guys write that down? Because I'm not.
How you deal with the situation from there is, frankly, not my problem.
So what was it again?
Tiamat, our mother in strength.
Tiamat, our mother in strength.
And?
Mother and strength? What?
I've said it 3 times.
We just keep making her repeat it, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's and.
Okay.
Sorry, one more time, what was it?
Yeah. I was actually waiting for Nick to just roll the recording back.
Yeah.
He's not that industrious.
Well, I'd have to stop the recording.
Right.
Heaven forfend.
So, we're done here?
I think, do you want the mask delivered here?
Yes.
Should we knock first?
Yes.
Okay. Should we kill your other gargoyle? I don't know if they were a matched set, and it's useless now without the other one.
He's attempting to be a comedian.
Once again, I'm a girl.
But, yes. Thank you for your hospitality.
Thank you.
Your generosity. I believe we shall proceed.
I was planning to attack these guys.
So I get up and...
Yeah, I don't think so.
I do a formal bow and walk back down the
street. She points
to... The character can't respond without whispering.
They don't hear the whisper, but they see the lips.
She points to one of the flunkies and says, you know, show them out. And when he gets to the statues downstairs, he touches four of the runes in a particular order real quick and says, you may leave.
Write that down, too.
Touch runes in particular order.
Better response. Yeah. All right. So,
the flunky leaves. She's still in the room as these guys all file out. Who's in the room with her?
Three more veterans.
For some reason, I'm just imagining this like an MMO, so it's like they have like the gold border or whatever makes them a veteran.
Hanging from a banister, invisible. I will at least, granted that the coast is clear, I will try to climb my way back into the hallway.
Sure.
Okay. So, me and the bird, and you're just saying, split.
Back out the way we came.
Okay.
We got that rope still, right?
Unless you cut it off when you
totally wanted to assassinate. Oh,
well. Yeah, tempting, but
it's insta crit.
I understand that it's insta crit. I think one crit won't kill her.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. But it would have been a great opener when we were in the room.
But yeah, maybe would have could have. But I didn't know what you guys were planning on.
That's
my vote.
So we start walking down the road towards the place.
Okay.
A slow walk so they can catch up.
Yeah, we'll come around so they don't see that there were two other guys.
Yeah. Head off into the woods. Yeah. Make a slow circuit back out.
I'll walk and clean my blade from the gore and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I gotta look pretty. Sure.
So when we find out when that lady taken boss is, we're gonna come back and kill her in her sleep, right?
As a group. All of us.
Not with that troll.
Yeah.
Gotta separate him from them first. Anyway, I've got a much better idea that doesn't risk us getting killed by them, since we're already going to get killed by a half-dragon anyway.
Yeah.
In a flying castle.
Hi! Yeah, we heard all of it.
In a flying castle.
It's going to be great. We're going to die to their flying castle. Also, their cloud giant.
Well, we're going to get the mask, come back, find out where that lady's boss lives.
I've got a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get that mask and destroy it. Fuck that bitch.
Why can't we just kill her right now?
Because she didn't have the mask. I don't care about her or their stupid cult. If they can't bring Tiamat back, they're just a pain in somebody else's ass. Once I have my hands on the mask, we can analyze it and make sure that we can just boil it down and destroy it. Drop it in the crags and mount fuck off. Get back to our lives.
They're still having people killed.
Yes, and an army should be raised to stop them. We are stopping Tiamat from coming in and killing the world.
We can do two things.
Hey, guys.
We're not an army.
Guys, the next book.
Larger picture.
Rise of Tiamat, though.
Yeah. We're going to circumnavigate all of that. Yeah. And leave the GM saying, yeah. Oh, fuck, I got to come up with my own story. This is where Flumps came from. Right off the rails. That's where we're going.
Yep. So we walk to the city.
But it'll be like 5 minutes of our time to have Barrel murder her in her sleep.
She was an elf?
Yeah.
She doesn't sleep. She's an elf. Ask Varel.
Hey.
Okay. Then we'll go in and murder her in
her sleep.
With a daring dragon.
Elf.
I think of you less of an elf and more as a swashbuckler.
Elf.
Murder her in her awake then.
No, she'll probably kill half of you.
Right, like all the other leaders of their cult who are so tough.
Well, she's not a leader. She's a schemer.
Okay, so you're afraid of cult middle management. This cult that recruits indigenous peoples who can barely...
I'm not terrified of middle management. We've passed the middle management stage. These are the people who know where the goods are going. These are the exchequers and the upper managers.
This is like a senior vice president under an executive vice president.
These are the CEOs and the corporate heads of accounting.
What?
These are not the monsters with whom to fuck.
What are you speaking of, CEO?
We could have killed Italian? Him in that room.
Maybe.
And about half of you would have died.
I'll take that bet.
Look, if you want to get... No, don't go back. We need you to heal us.
I'm fine.
By the way, where were you with the gargoyles, huh? You really let the team down.
I told you not to go in the front door. Do you understand why I told you not to go in the front door now?
You're afraid of accomplishing things like we did?
We were up in the back... and ready to strike while you were fucking around with gargoyles and green glowing plates of armor.
Where was that strike? It didn't happen
because you were captured.
We found information about the fucking mask.
And you did very good.
So we were doing stuff, you were doing nothing. You were sitting in a room faffing.
Headline, we did really good. Subtitle, two of you sat on your asses.
And if all of you had come around the back with us, they wouldn't have been alerted that we were here, and we could have just killed them all.
And then
you
we wouldn't know about the masks.
Them all, apparently.
I didn't want to kill them all when they were all together in one room.
Why? That seems really convenient.
If we killed them all, we wouldn't have learned about that mask, which is a possible way to stop Tiamat from coming.
You could open the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. That was an option.
Moving on, we're going to the town.
I think this is more productive for us.
But we're arguing the entire
time. Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You guys are squabbling. I'm staying with my...
But I'm doing it on dog back.
You're riding your dog.
That's what it's for.
How can you cast an invisibility thing?
A couple of times.
You know I'm classy because I have cocked up pepperoni with my wine.
Hot.
Damn.
Are you dipping it?
It's not a dick and it's not coffee.
He's really interested.
No, I know.
You just keep making it easy for me to come back to that one.
I think it's easy for you, period.
Like
so,
a dick and a hot
I'm
going to
get another piece of cake because I hear that Chloe's good cure for diabetes.
Only type 1.
Okay. Which one does cake give me?
Type 2.
So, okay, I'm doing another the one. Town of the town of Parnassus or Parnast or
Persia. Yeah. I gotta be honest, I haven't read this chapter because I just figured you guys were in Murder Hobo for 2 more hours.
No, we've been.
Wow. We exceeded your expectations.
Like, if I had given anyone a 5-to-1 bet.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
hey, the past 2 times, we haven't murder killed everyone.
I know.
I thought you were going to.
Despite my objections.
I thought you were going to make the first move and then it come in when she's distracted and just completely.
I expected you to make the first move with your crazy assassin.
And they just stood there with their dicks out for an hour.
Yeah. Because I didn't actually know you were.
Well, you said you're. I'm not leaving here without melting this lady's face. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for it.
You fuckers made a liar of me.
And now you shat the bed. Look at that.
Come on. We can still turn around.
Completely shat the bed.
I want to turn
around. That'd be amazing. Knock on the door. Oh, do you have the mask already? Fireball.
No, I want to turn around and just burst in the doors again. 10 minutes after we leave.
Yeah, still frozen in place. Ah! Again!
God, why did you turn that back on?
We found a great way inside.
We're not adventurers. We're just special ed kids.
I wear a helmet to shit in the woods.
I wear a helmet to PE.
Oh, to PE.
Yes.
I prefer the other way.
Yuck.
This is my pissing helmet.
Keeps my head pointed straight. Oh. Otherwise, my attention starts to turn, and I'll just turn circles around the room.
That's okay. Today at work.
And then I'm like a pee fountain.
Today at work, we read on the side of one of our spray bottles that it was made by mentally challenged people in Michigan.
So just people in Michigan.
So we were just saying, so this was just made by retards in Michigan.
No. You want to say Iowa.
Selling point for your manufactured goods.
You know what I say, Iowa? You know what Iowa stands for? Idiots out walking around.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad told me that one. It's a dad joke.
Let's offend all the states.
Sure.
Equal opportunity offense.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it in alphabetical order. Go.
Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. I don't remember that.
Alabama makes fun of itself.
Yeah, you just have to say Alabama and there's the joke.
Are you singing the Tiny Bama. Tunes?
No.
Or the,
Animated. No, that's countries. I'm talking about the states here. That's an old, like...
That's true.
Elementary school song. Rap. Mm-hmm.
I think they did a bunch of
different
ones. Pretty sure it was state. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Now
we're
just going to go watch
Animaniacs. No. Okay. I might not put a gun to my head.
I saw a
what?
Video.
Earlier I was sort of joking about not being your friend, but now...
Sorry, man. That's not the shit I grew up with. I was a little too old for it when it came out. I just had no interest in it.
I watched that.
I watched a lot of old Marx Brothers
stuff. How much older than you and me?
I'm 34.
Okay.
I watched like Animaniacs.
I'm a year older than I am, Max.
Yeah. So growing up, I watched old movies with my grandpa. Like, that was the shit that we did. We watched Three Stooges and we watched the Marx Brothers.
Sure.
Everything that was funny in Animaniacs was ripped off of the Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
And it bothered me. It bothered my young, like, what, 13-year-old self watching it. Like, this is all bullshit ripoffs.
Okay.
Fuck this.
Okay. Well, a lot of things are just ripped off.
I imagine had I not been exposed to it at 13, I was just sitting down to watch it now, I'd be like, this is a clever cartoon show. It's delivering adult comedy to kids and finding an intelligent way to do it. But I have 13-year-old angry adolescent rage at it that's just been imprinted in the brain network in my head. Brain network? Yeah, we're going with it. And that thing. And so it's hard to break that habit.
I remember the first time I watched Duck Soup, and it's like, oh, this is the no mirror mirroring scene that every comedy is ripped off ever.
Yeah, ever. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they invented these jokes.
Yes, but since I've seen it in everything, that movie is just kind of boring.
Right, yeah, you see it all somewhere else. Right?
And usually more entertaining. Because they had that as a jumping point and were able to.
I do want you to kill that.
Would you like some more cake?
Diabetes is kicking in, huh?
What you say is the Marx Brothers are overrated.
No, I'm saying that other...
Adam Sandler's crew in the Grown Ups movie is the modern day equivalent. And like all modern,
the first thing I can completely ignore is be like, whatever. The Marx Brothers are in fact not overrated because they're not rated anymore. Nobody fucking talks about them, so no, they're not overrated. But Adam Sandler, the guys in the Grown Ups movie.
I've never seen that movie. So.
I'm now selling the rental of a large wrench.
I'm just saying, Grown Ups 2 is the comedy of our generation.
$1.
So. I'll be right back.
Let's do business.
So the town of Parnast.
Yes.
Now we're going to wing it because I've read this once like a month ago.
Planning.
Well, I planned.
We face roll the village.
I drew a map of the murder hole.
I understand. I was very excited.
To be fair, we were only about three more back and forths away from me angrily storming back up to the mansion to kill everybody.
Let's do it.
Like, I'm fine with that.
I love that idea.
No, we're good. Let's go.
The only point that you need to make to convince Abner, because we're walking away because the mask is the keystone to all of this. If we destroy a mask, they can't get all five masks together. Awesome. Let's just go and do that. And like, well, and now we have everything that we need from them, because we've got the banners and everything to get in there. We don't need to come back. And we could just murder them as well.
That way they don't
come up behind us later. Like, yeah, you make a fine point. Then they couldn't come up behind us later.
Are we going to go turn around and kill them?
No.
I'm in.
Because then we risk.
Risk what?
What?
Like you said, if we go in there and attack them, they're probably going to be ready for us to turn around right after.
Oh, they would never
expect that.
Sure. But it doesn't matter because the alternative is we go and siege a cloud giant castle and get motherfucking murdered by a cloud giant.
Wait, walk right in. We got the passcodes, remember?
We have a way to get in that they don't know.
We walk right into the giant's house.
We've got the banner and everything. All that means is the castle's going to come swooping down and bring us up or whatever. Then we're going to show up in the courtyard there and all of fucker with the blues guys and the giant are going to be like, fee-fi-fo-fum, what the fuck adventuring party? I remember you.
Do you have the passcode that makes him not a cloud giant? Ideally a kitten or some sort of small fish?
How about poultry?
I'll take it.
No. No, I don't have that.
Okay.
Sorry, I only have the one where I turn the cloud giant.
Let's go see.
But what I'm saying is, if we go and level up on Bitch Face the White and her family...
What's level up?
Hey.
Then we'll be more prepared when we show up at the Cloud Giant's house. Also, we'll have a house then. I've always wanted a manor house. Why didn't we just kill him while we were there?
That's what I was saying.
God, you're useless to me.
While you're arguing, you level up.
Ding! I have an epiphany.
Oh. You're on your level.
Fifth level spells. Fourth level spells.
Welcome to level 7.
Do you have a spare player's guide? Oh, wait. I'll wait for this.
I'm touching it. I grabbed it first.
Fine.
You know what? You feel protected standing next to me.
Yeah, still?
No, I just got another aura.
Does anyone have a prophylactic?
you gain resistance to damage spells standing next to me.
Oh. Legit.
That's
super good. Let's go kill that fucking thing. Yeah. And we stand in the middle of the road going like, wow, I feel stronger already. Let's go back.
My staff manifests a pulse start motor and I start that bitch up and we go.
Gonna fucking start your face.
Aura of warning.
Alright.
We got a 7th level. Ancient magic lies so heavily upon you that it forms an elder.
That is one of my favorite lines of the movie.
Two more maneuvers.
Fuck starter face.
Oh, yes.
The opening
head.
Of the gun is the best opening to any movie ever.
I love that movie. I have a copy.
So I have another superiority die.
We can go watch that, too. Like, I've got a copy.
I keep forgetting to bring Judgment Night.
Fuck D&D. We're going to go watch Way of the Gun, because it's amazing.
It is a great movie.
Falls off near the middle, the hit point. Picks up at the end.
Yeah, it's a little uneven. It's true.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, no.
To hit points!
This leveling up.
Ah!
How many ones did...
Okay, report it back on. We're done leveling up.
Oh.
Are we? Because Evan's still writing shit.
No, I'm just writing this one. If we wait for Evan, we'll be here a lot.
I'm done.
And cleric 4th level spells are fucking awful. The ultimate corner cases that are not rituals for some reason.
Because then it'd be OP.
Yeah, it'd be super OP if I could, like, control water once every 10 minutes. If I prepped that spell.
OP.
Yeah. I went for silence, because spellcasters.
Alright!
Bob, did
I get silence?
Wizards don't get it.
Well, because wizards love being windbags.
Trist.
So.
What?
They would just feel bad if they...
Don't have it. Don't have it about Mage 21. His favorite guy's there.
So.
I don't know what that means.
I can hear you.
I don't know what that means.
Just tell him to go there. Just tell him to go.
No.
Mage 21. His favorite character.
I think Bill is ready to start.
Actually, maybe I shouldn't get silence, because it's the whole fucking sphere. I can't target it to a single creature.
No, silence is good.
I don't know that one. Anyway, sneaking in through the hole in the back.
So the village of Parnass.
Overruled.
Which is where we had walked to.
Okay.
Yes.
You come in to the village from the north here.
Yep.
There's kind of a little town square. There's a well. There's an inn.
What the fuck is silence a ritual?
I don't know.
It lasts 10 minutes! Sorry.
In case you just want to shut Abner up.
Yeah. Silence sure is a ritual, but speak with dead is not.
Anyway.
Yeah,
the town.
Well, you can speak with dead and then silence them with a ritual.
Yep. Fine.
Come in from the north.
Writing everything, decide what are rituals and what aren't.
Seems good.
Bullshit.
Parnath.
Ice storm. Blow the town.
Yeah, sounds great. Goosh! Get the fuck out of my house. So you come in past what is obviously a stable on your left. And there's an inn.
Anyone remember where we're supposed to plant this flag?
I know you want.
Yeah, another thing comes down. We're at the top of this town.
You plant your fat flag in the ladies.
Plant your fag.
You can't plant your fag in another man's ass.
Now we're talking about slavery, what?
No.
Your fag? I mean, it just... I don't know.
Wait, what?
Could you really own a fag?
Well, if you're...
Well, if it's written, a cigarette.
It's a cigarette, right?
Yeah. So, you were going to read some flavor text?
Nope. I don't know what I was going to do.
I think we're killing it.
Are we going to take a nap first? Are we going to stop at this inn? Are we going to buy this inn because we fucking can? And
no,
then
we'll
level
just
up when we're done sleeping in it?
No, we'll just buy this entire city or town or whatever the fuck it is.
Y'all can let me know when you're ready.
That'll be never.
Right, okay. I vote we go take a nap and then we plant this flag.
So we roll into town.
Yeah, I want to take a nap.
Sure.
Go to the inn.
So you go into the inn.
What's the name of the inn?
The Golden Tankard.
Okay.
Are the tankards actually made of golden color?
They're not, but the sign above the door is a yellowed tankard.
Then it should be the yellowed tankard.
I look around.
When you walk in, there's a bunch of people looking very dour, and everyone stops talking and snaps their head around to look at you when the door opens. A large man steps forward and says, "What can I get you?"
How about the signature drink?
The signature drink is beer.
Oh, I thought, is it in a golden tankard?
You look around, actually, and, hanging up on the wall behind the bar, there is actually a golden tankard. Which is decorated with dancing dwarves and grain. And,
wow, dwarves dance?
So he looks at you and says, "There is a golden tankard. You can't touch it. You may have a mug of beer."
How much to drink from the golden tankard?
It's not for sale.
Why not?
Would you like a mug of beer?
Yes. Also, you know anything about a giant?
Some stew, please.
Made of
we also point. Have sausage and stewed cabbage. Wonderful! Stewed cabbage. Only one room for all of my male companions. There are no
rooms. Oh, thank you, Gandala.
Shut up, boy!
Are there any rooms to rent anywhere?
No. I'm the only inn in town, and Lord Marsterson will be through to hunt soon. And we've prepared all the rooms for him.
There's a barn we might sleep in.
I'm sorry.
How much is a house around
here? We have a limited farm.
A couple of guys get up and walk out while you are having this
sleep
conversation.
Sleep on their
chair. Yes. Well,
how much
we meditate.
To people to hover over me and shelter me from rain.
These words are a traditional greeting among my people, and I cast detect thoughts. Sure.
He gets a will save.
Yeah.
Sorry, wisdom save. Excuse me, will save.
What is this, 40? Yeah.
I rolled a 20.
He is a strong-willed motherfucker.
So,
get out of my hair.
I don't know what I get. Let me double check. Something happens. I might actually be like stunned for a few rounds. These words are a traditional greeting. Start puking on the floor.
The old man's having a stroke.
Right. Ignore my friend. He doesn't have my social basis.
How lucky for him. We're a small town. We're not a vacation destination. I can give you a meal and some ale to fuel you along the road.
I can't get anything deeper than surface thoughts.
Oh. His surface thoughts are what a pack of assholes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need a spell for that.
But we would be able to, you know, rest for an hour or so in this room.
Of course.
Well, thank you.
I meditate for an hour.
Would you like any entertainment?
In somebody's house.
Would you shut up and drink your beer?
No. Sleep in the mud.
Would your lovely patrons enjoy some entertainment?
Oh, that's right. You can perform.
You may ask. And he turns around and shouts, Jones! And a kid comes out
Jones!
Of the
back.
And then his tank goes over a cliff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't actually get that reference. I don't know.
It's true, I did.
It's, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And a kid comes running out of the back with a tray of mugs and a pony keg under his arm. And he just plops it down on the table.
Okay.
You there, boy! And I hold up a copper piece.
Yes.
Why is everybody so dour?
He just turns around and walks away.
Nah, I've got read thoughts up. What are his surface thoughts, Dave?
He's terrified.
Yeah, sure, but he's thinking something. What is he terrified of?
He's thinking, I shouldn't talk to this man, and I need to go back to the kitchen.
You forgot your tip.
He just runs away.
It's better than...
Okay. So is there like a fiat thing in the book saying we don't get to know what's going on?
No. That's what's going on. Young man is terrified of something, and his thought is, I can't talk to you. I need to leave.
Okay, but he's not thinking about the thing he's terrified of?
No.
He's terrified because he's not allowed to talk to outsiders. All right,
give him his will save then.
Sure. I rolled a 16.
Fuck you.
These are strong-willed people.
Hardy people in parties.
How many people are in this room?
Like 12.
Awesome. In the next minute, I can hit all 12 of
them.
Okay,
fine.
Let's go.
Fine.
One of them's gonna fail their fucking will.
Nope, they're all 20.
And it's the no. And it's the town idiot who's just like,
I'm like,
oh, wait,
there's that four.
Vince or Grant.
There's that four you still have.
What's my target?
Oh, yeah.
14 or higher.
You can make one of them a four.
Yeah, tell me before you get to 12. Do 11 of this.
Do you want to just teabag his cat, too? Like, what is your fucking position here?
I want to know what the fuck is going on. And I'm a powerful wizard now. I'm actually a powerful wizard. Remember, stop at 11.
11?
Okay. You're stopped.
Like half have failed.
Oh, good. All right, great. Yeah.
I'm seeing, you know,
sure.
what's going on.
Because you need to know exactly how many, because you're an asshole.
Yeah. So yeah,
I just figured he'd succeed on all 12.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm going to do my elven meditation while they're sitting here and try to get some sleep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because that's an equivalent of saying,
I eat my stewed cabbage. I just start gas bombing flakes. Well, in about an hour and a half.
That might affect their surface thoughts.
All right, character poison spell.
Like, oh god, the stench!
You clear the room.
Cloud kill. Got that.
Aww. I use evade to get
cabbage
out of the way of the area of effect.
So you get thoughts off of, like, five guys.
Okay.
Burgers and fries.
Two of them are actively trying to decide if they should kill you.
Jesus. Okay. Is there a reason?
Because they are cultists of Tiamat and they don't recognize you.
Okay.
Do they see our big banner?
No,
we haven't dropped it out yet.
Well, I mean, yeah, we've got it all wrapped up. We haven't unfurled it.
But they don't recognize you, right? Like, maybe you mugged somebody on the street. The other three are also terrified because this is their village and they are under the thumb of the cult of Tiamat. And there's a fucking floating castle at the end of a bridge over there. And what the fuck?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll meditate.
So Ragnar comes back. Ragnar? What's his name?
Ragnar.
Barkeep.
Yeah. Ragnar. R-A-G-G-N-A-R. Yeah.
Okay.
And throws a bunch of bowls of stew with a sausage floating in them on the table. And says, I want to apologize for earlier. It's just, things are stressful. And he turns around and walks away.
I just grab a big scoop of my gold and put it on the counter.
I'm going to kick your shin from your meditation.
Mm-hmm. Soup?
Smells like cloud kill. Nothing.
Snip, snip.
I'm spending three of my hit dice.
Smell
like
poison or anything?
That's abysmal.
What
does poison smell like?
I don't know, but you can purify
poison
food, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna spend some hit
points. No, I'm unaware of the elven racial feature that says I can smell poison.
No, there's nothing.
Like, I haven't read the rule book carefully.
But if he's asking me if that smells funny, then I'm gonna be like,
it smells like stewed cabbage.
Or... Oh, you do.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be asking the question unless he thought something about it.
I dig in. I don't worry about it. I just eat it.
You got it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, guys, I'll be back next week. Level one.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, this is Mario rules. You get one life.
Yeah.
You fuck up. You go back to the beginning.
God damn it. But just you. Now you're going to have to solo all that content.
Right.
That's right.
Got it. You still get to be level 7.
No, he starts off at level 1, solos all that content back up.
So, I go right to the castle, sneak out to the
I'm not eating any of this shit because it is unpalatable.
Yeah, that's fair.
I spend some hit dice, and I say, alright, we're gonna go meet the giant.
No, we have a few moments.
Yes, I spent some hit dice. If the patrons are okay with that, I will entertain them with, like, tumbling drinks and all that.
They are non-committal.
So like, I'll just do a bunch of tumbling tricks and shake my tambourine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brings all the boys to the yard. These guys are under the fucking iron fist of a tyrant, and their lives are awful. But at least you're juggling.
No, I'm not juggling. Jungling. I'm like, you know, doing flips and, you know.
Okay.
Great tambourine.
Yeah.
Man, the cloud giants horrifyingly claimed prima noctum on my daughter. But at least that dude did a backflip.
Jeez.
Goddamn.
You only go one speed. That speed is fucking awful. I want you to know that.
I'm aware. You keep inviting me back.
This isn't my house.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what Bill is thinking.
Wait, is it McWilson?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat my soup.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna... he already put a whole shit ton of money on the table. I'm just gonna get up and start walking out of town.
Go camp in the woods?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Can you make a tiny house?
Yes.
Can you do it inside a building again?
No!
Well, he can!
No, I can't. I actually want you to do it in the middle of that common room.
There's no rooms! I say there's room here!
No, we do it in the middle of the town's well. So we clog up the kicking water.
You may be a horrible
I love
person.
That we are being assholes to these people as their shitty lives.
Poor motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, they're cultists.
Sorry.
Hey, I am trying to cheer them up with my tumbles.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, but it's so tone deaf.
That's why she has a tambourine.
Yeah. Tambourine.
Nice.
Revengerine.
Bob's Burgers. You should watch it.
Yes.
Okay. You make a tiny house. I assume you put up the alarm ritual. And then you go to sleep.
That's my plan, but Bill said wait.
Like, fuck this book so much.
You have 17 random encounters walking to the
bathroom. So, as you're finishing your meal, a guy comes in, and he's dressed in kind of like, you know, town guard garb. And,
would you describe him as giant in any way?
No.
How about cloudy?
Talos.
Vanna White.
And he walks up and says, my name is Captain Olestal.
Good evening, Captain.
Yo.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but your presence is somewhat suspicious. Please explain yourselves.
We're going to go see the cloud giant.
He stands up a little straighter. I have many questions.
I can't imagine why, but go on. What is your name?
Not the least of which is, how do you know about that?
I'm going to stop you here before my wise-ass friends open their mouths and make things worse. With all due respect, Captain, your You're biting off more than you can chew. This is above our pay grade, so it's certainly above your pay grade. We're not here to...
Impossibly he stands up straighter.
Sure. We're not here to bother you or any of your townsfolk. But we're very loud, we're very sure of ourselves, and, well, some of us are very short and annoying.
I'm just being friendly and trying to put some money into the local economy.
And the rest of us are so sorry for his presence. But, we're going to finish our meal.
I'm still a girl.
I have no proof. We're going to finish our meal.
Nor will you ever.
We're going to get out of your hair, and hopefully you won't be bothered by us any further.
Where are you going?
Out of your hair.
This village is on the way to nowhere.
Well, except to the edge of that cliff, where there's a bridge, and at the end of that bridge... I stop. I want to check to see who's paying attention. All the people who are cultists, are they just, like, openly watching us now?
Intently.
Okay. Fantastic.
And one of the terrified guys, and he looks a little amazed.
Sure.
I'm just going to walk on my hands a little while.
I think you forgot the end of the sentence.
Right, where am I? Who are we talking to? Back in my edition, I would have had 3 at-will spells I could have cast in this time period. I would have muttered to myself, and I cast the whisper or the message spell.
Yeah.
As I'm doing this, and whisper to him, seriously, if we keep talking here, these people are going to kill either you or me. Let's talk in an hour outside of town to the west.
Come alone, tell no one. Dig your own grave first.
No, just bring a shovel.
It's dangerous to go alone.
I want to watch you take dig that grave. I'm going to touch myself while you dig your own grave. Really
he stands up straighter.
Yeah. And so do I.
He stands at attention.
He seems too stupid.
Very well. I recommend that you eat quickly and be on your way.
That's the intention.
And he turns on his heel and storms out.
People are cranky here.
Yeah, this town's full of assholes.
More so.
Let's leave.
Let's eat our food and get gone.
Yeah, I'm not eating that.
I tried to pick up the
card. Old man says, I'm feeling hungry for the first time in 3 days. Tomorrow I'm going to shit like a donkey. This is great.
You are making a second hut for me. Because I refuse to be in your gang.
Yeah, you get an aura 5.
No, there's only one tiny hut. And you get to be in there with
make a second one.
It's a concentration spell, I'm sure.
It is not,
thankfully.
It is now.
Concentration spells in here are some bullshit. GM says, fuck you.
You can't be able to sleep.
No, I know, that's why he's doing it that way. Because he hates me.
Also, like, the smell would just make you lose your concentration.
I don't think you detect magic as a ritual.
Yeah. No, it is.
Detect magic as a ritual.
But every 10 minutes you can make a hut that lasts 8 hours. So...
That's right. We're going to solve homelessness.
This is all I'll do all day.
That's right.
Yeah.
We just need a cadre of wizards. All right, so as you get up and leave...
Actually, as we get up and we're walking towards the door, the ones that I identified as cultists of Tiamat, did anyone, like, were any of them, like, thinking, like, there's someone I need to warn about this, or this is my town?
No. Like they see the banner.
Sure.
So they aren't going to just murder you, but they also don't know you.
Right, and weren't expecting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know. As you get up and walk out, the terrified yet admiring guy kind of gets up and walks out at the same time and grabs your arm when you get outside.
Whose?
Yours.
Rape! Sorry.
Just wishful thinking.
I stabbed the guy in the face. Yeah. You don't need to rape my wizard.
Terrified guy?
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's dead. Fuck you.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No box text for you.
No, I'm kidding. I was kidding.
Nope.
Thank God.
No. No, I did not murder this man.
Oh, you better cut off his ear.
Shit. I put it on my own.
No, it's cool. I can cast speak with death.
You tell us your box text now, corpse.
Ask me some questions.
What did you want to say?
Words.
Good enough for me. I can't wait till I get the bush spell. That's going to be the great final day of after.
The monkey's paw.
He spawns again. And
legit.
He says, my name is Gundalane. I have a shop. And he points over toward, like, the wheelwright, right? He fixes axles and shit. Turns out there's a lot of wagons around here.
It's almost like everyone's trying to leave this place.
Or bringing wagons full of gold through town.
He says, you should know that the captain is a cultist. I don't know what your dealings with him are going to be, but he's Resmer's deputy, so.
How do you know we're not cultists?
Because if you were, you would have just spoken a passphrase, and that whole thing would have gone very differently.
Oh shit, we had the passphrase. What was it? Tiamat's my mama? She's really strong.
Heads up. Your help is very much appreciated.
All I can ask, I don't know what you're here to do. Maybe you are cultists. Maybe I'm going to be killed by the end of this night for saying this.
Never fear. I flash my harbor pin. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Oh, wait, that's your penis pin. No.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, I flash my harbor pin.
He says, not everyone in this town is affiliated with the cult. We've been under siege for over a year as the castle comes and goes. And you can't tell by looking who's who, but try to use discretion if it comes to it.
Are any of your people inside the castle?
No.
Okay. Let's crash the castle.
First we should kill the guards.
For what?
I don't care what you do with the rest of your tiny, puny, little transgendered life, but I'm getting a flying castle out of this! You will not ruin this for me! You and Yolanda can jump off that cliff before you wreck my... I'm sorry, thank you very much for your time and your information, sir.
Okay.
Are you here to stop the cult?
Yeah, we'll do that.
You know about the giant?
Yes.
And the dragon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, there's an actual dragon or the half-dragon?
Or two half-dragons.
The large white dragon on the castle?
Fuck. God damn it.
Why couldn't we kill that problem?
First you need to urinate yourself.
He looks at you.
Don't worry, we have a dragon slayer.
Okay. Abner, I got a pitch.
Good luck.
We get into the castle. We open all the doors and windows. Yeah. Get to the castle control. Tie ourselves down. And then we just turn it upside down and shake it.
Oh, what was the name of the...
Polaroid picture!
What did... Grand the White Saver, or the lead guy was?
Not
whatever. Grand the White is the lead guy. Talos the White was her.
Talos the White?
Talos the White was the woman you talked to. Talos. Varan the White is her boss.
Gotcha.
We killed the captain.
You don't know who where he is.
Varan the White.
He's somewhere on this planet. Front realms?
Yeah, probably... Like, there's planes and shit, right? Like,
sort of. We were supposed to plant the banner as we rolled into town and say passphrase, and we've been escorted directly to the castle.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we were told, and no. We didn't do that.
No,
like we were given the easy way. Because
we're like, fuck this shit. Fuck it.
What are you doing?
We're heading outside of town to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Or are we gonna meet? What's his?
Yeah, that's what we're meeting him right out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throw him in our tiny house.
Okay. So about an hour goes by. You wander around the outskirts of town. You find the captain and 12 of his
guards. 12 dudes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Yep. That's fine.
And he's just standing there like they're just fucking mugging you. But
yeah.
Nobody raped my wizard.
He says, you wanted to speak out here.
Yeah.
You're worried about the cult?
No. Which one of you is carrying the banner?
Probably him.
Yeah, he's
sure.
He's the fanciest.
I hand him the banner.
I'm weak.
Unfurl the banner.
Tiamat, our mother, our strength.
Mother and strength.
Mother and strength.
He stabs you in the neck.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Nobody rapes my wizard.
Nope, nope. Orenthal Wade rapes your wizard.
Oh, no.
That's fine. He's just been
awful
begging.
Stand, yeah.
He's been begging for death for like six levels.
Yeah, right.
Tiamat, our mother and strength. Yeah? All right, good. We're all on the same page here. We've got a message to deliver. We want to get some rest before we deliver it. And frankly, we're not too happy about the position that we're in. So we just want to get through and get done, and we're tired of the politics.
I see. Very well. Who are you delivering the message to?
No, we're not delivering the message to Varin the White. We came from Varin the White.
No,
we
Talus.
No,
we
Talus.
Talus the White. Talus the White.
From yeah. Talus the White to Varin the White. The White.
No, Varin the White's
no,
not
no,
here.
No, no.
The
sky this
guy.
Is,
We're taking it to the sky.
Resmir.
This is Resmir's captain.
Right.
You're doing your job. I shouldn't be frustrating you for doing your job. We have a message for, what the fuck is his name? Resmir the Blue.
From Talus the White.
From Talus the White.
His face clouds at the mention of Talus's name.
Literally?
And I say, that's what I'm tired of. I'm not happy about this any more than you are. But yet here I am, doing the job I was told to do.
I'm a little happy about it.
You are a little happy.
I think you should just come with me right now, and I will take you to Resmir, and we can let you be on your way.
This conversation's going to take a little unknotting to get things done. I'd like to get some rest, and then I'm happy to go talk to Resmir.
This is very irregular.
Welcome to my world, Captain. It's been irregularities for the past 3 months, and I haven't had a good shit in two of them.
Hey, Christmas, Jack.
How charismatic is your shit?
Pretty bad.
Hey,
you
might roll a 20.
No, I rolled a 9, so I got a 10. So, an average check, I suppose.
Okay. Very well. You should meet me at the entrance to the castle in the morning?
Perfect.
And the castle's the big floaty building, right? That's a joke.
If you lost your friend, it would not be the worst thing.
There's a long bridge, right?
A
just
very long
goes
bridge.
way down. Sometimes things work out in your favor.
I bid you a good evening.
And you, gentlemen.
Nod to the 12 bully boys with him.
Yeah. 10 of them turn around and walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to hang out.
We disappear into a tiny house. They can't come in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's soundproof.
Well, no, I don't have to cast a spell right here. We can just go wandering further off into the woods.
I'm assuming they'll follow us.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because I keep wandering.
Yeah.
Where's my shit tray?
Standing orders are just follow us around.
If you've got a message for the boss, we can't let anything happen to you, can we now?
True.
I appreciate that. A lot of bears out in these woods?
Bears, drakes.
Give me shit.
The dragon likes to feed sometimes.
Thank you.
Perfect. And you're going to protect us from bears and drakes and dragons. I like the cut of your jib, boys. I cast Liaman's tiny hut.
Sure.
I let them tuck in.
Yeah.
I cast alarm around my Liaman's tiny
sure.
hut.
Yeah.
The entire time just locking eyes with these two guys.
They just stand around.
Yeah. And then I back myself into the tiny hut and seal it. Like Homer Simpson style.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right
to the and then I make it opaque and sealed and soundproof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
They can't hear us, right?
No.
Those guys are ass fuckers.
Yes.
Hey, make it that soundproof.
Fuck those guys!
So do you suffocate now?
What
you
no. Know, it specifically says that it doesn't. You don't suffocate. You continue to breathe.
Okay.
Because it's magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
Because this magic, extra dimensional space, is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like a bag of holding.
Totally bullshit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright. I think that's a reasonable place to call it for the night.
Okay.
Do we level up?
It's a fair question.
Come on, we got through the town chapter.
Oh, that's only the first
one. I was about to say, we haven't gotten through the town chapter yet. What?